Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Determined to halt the flow of oil from Venezuela, the U.S. Coast Guard, under orders from President Trump, is pursuing another tanker said to be trying to skirt sanctions on Venezuelan crude exports. It's unfolding now in the international waters of the Caribbean. Speculation Ukraine may be behind the assassination of a Russian general killed when a bomb planted beneath his car went off. The BBC's Rachel Wright says it's the third killing of a senior Russian military officer in just over a year.
According to Russian media, the general was getting into his car in a residential district in southern Moscow when a bomb exploded. A spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee said the general had died from his injuries. Fanil Savarov was the head of the armed forces operational training department, and one theory the committee was looking into was the involvement of Ukrainian intelligence services, who have previously targeted senior Russian army officials with explosive devices placed underneath cars. The general is described by Russian sources as having participated in military campaigns in Ukraine, as well as earlier conflicts in Chechnya, South Ossetia, and Syria.
Ukraine is rapidly deploying low-cost interceptor drones to counter Russia's escalating aerial attacks on cities and power infrastructure. The man accused of killing 15 people at Sydney's Bondi Beach is alleged to have taken firearms training with his father. A police statement of facts released after Naveed Akram's video court appearance from a Sydney hospital. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch is defending the decision to release just a fraction of the Epstein files. He tells NBC's Meet the Press his department must proceed with caution and will eventually release all of the thousands of documents. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 49 points, the Nasdaq futures 140 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We have some overnight construction on 95 northbound, right up until about 5:30 at Route 24 in Harford County at exit 76. That is now cleared. We'll see if they come back in the next hour or so. Keep an eye on that. But otherwise, a good start. All the lanes are open at both the Harford tunnels. No issues there. Beltway looks good. JFX very quiet as you're moving south. Ruxton Road, you're clear all the way into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly day ahead of us, bright and sunny with highs in the mid-40s. We are tracking increasing clouds along with a little bit of rain, even some wet snowflakes mixing in late tonight as lows fall to near freezing. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore Police Department is mourning the loss of one of their own. The department announced that Officer James Beckham was killed in a car crash on Saturday. Police Commissioner Richard Worley released the statement. This is a profound and heartbreaking loss for Officer Beckham's family, his colleagues in the Northwest District, for our department and our city. The department asks for the community to keep the officer's family, friends, and fellow officers in their prayers. A man's facing charges in connection with a shooting outside of a fast food restaurant in Jessup. 22-year-old Christian Canuthia is charged with second-degree murder and assault in the shooting death of 25-year-old Tyshawn Berry. Police say Berry was involved in an argument with a group of people, including Canuthia, in the parking lot of a McDonald's on Washington Boulevard early Friday morning when he was shot. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, on the brink of elimination are the Ravens.
Friends walk together.
Oh, boy. Ramondre Stevenson's 21-yard touchdown run with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to play gave the New England Patriots the lead 28-24. It capped an 11-point fourth-quarter comeback by the Patriots last night, and the Ravens, without Lamar and Derrick Henry on the sideline, fall hard and likely out of the playoff picture. 28-24 was the final. After the game, of course, the big question was why, with him running the ball so well, was Derrick Henry out of the game for the game's final 2 minutes.
He just really impossible.
And, of course, it was John Harbaugh really not with a great answer in that situation. It was Keaton Mitchell carrying the football for the Ravens. The loss drops the Ravens 2 games behind the Steelers with 2 to play because Jalen Warren had a 45-yard touchdown run for Pittsburgh late as the Steelers beat Detroit in Detroit. 29-24 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, where do the Ravens go from here as they are on the brink of elimination? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, their family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, December the 22nd, just about 3 days to go before the big day. Coming up on the program here this morning, the Baltimore Sun calling out Speaker Pena Melnick for the Pew shout-out about her inaugural speech just the other day, and that, of course, a little bit of a surprise. The Epstein files have been released, or at least not some of them, and they've hit the Democrats really hard on Friday. We'll go over some of the revelations in the files. Still a lot of files still have to be released because they are being redacted to protect victims' names. But our top story here today, once again, Governor Taxmore. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 on Friday asked him about his redistricting commission and whether or not it was, well, we know that Bill Ferguson, the Maryland State Senate President, called it irresponsible. We know the Republicans are all over it, like stink on manure. But Westmore thinks that his redistricting commission has been the most transparent in the country.
Given where we know that the people in the state of Maryland stand on this issue, UMBC's recent poll showed 27% of Marylanders say that this should be a priority for the state of Maryland. If that's where people stand and we know that the Senate president is not on board with this, why continue to push this forward?
Well, I'm very proud of the work that the commission is doing. They have run the most transparent and above-board redistricting advisor commission inside this entire country. Let's be clear. When they were doing this in Texas, people were literally sitting in back rooms with Sharpies. So that's not how Maryland moves, right? This commission is a bipartisan group of leaders who have heard from people all across the state and will continue hearing from people all across the state. You know, we know that this is a priority, that being able to defend our democracy and have fair and competitive maps, that is something that is a priority for the people of Maryland. And I'm really thankful that this bipartisan commission has, I think, done not just a good and an admirable, but a very transparent job of making sure that the people's voices are heard. I do not understand how you can suppress democracy and do it under the blanket of defending democracy.
You say that this is transparent, but this meeting happened yesterday with no notice. The members of the board didn't even really know that this was happening. The public wasn't invited to participate in this meeting. And the Senate president says that he feels that this was predetermined, that this was the plan going into this automatically. How is it really transparent if that's how this process has played out?
I think the process of how yesterday's meeting went, it has to go, those questions have to go to the commission. But I know that the committee members that we've spoken to, and again, bipartisan, Democratic and Republican members, none of them feel that this was a pre-baked process or that the work that they have been doing tirelessly for these past weeks, listening to the people of Maryland, constituted a pre-baked process.
Also, there you have it, a bunch of Westmore gobbledygook and propaganda, which will make your head spin. I don't know if you put Kamala Harris in the same room with Westmore and just had like a word salad fight off or whatever, I mean, it would be a one for the ages, I'm sure. But again, bipartisan commission, you got four rabid Democrats, including the Angela Alsobrooks, the senator who could care less about her role on the commission. Could barely show up. And when she did show up, she left after 10 minutes. She wasn't taking it seriously. And one rhino, that was ridiculous. And then this most transparent, you don't hold a meeting behind closed doors and claim transparency. So, you know, maybe we need to come up with some kind of like, you know what an oxymoron is, deafening silence. And this is what we have here, bipartisan commission. We have secretive, transparent meetings. So maybe oxymorons, and we'll put the emphasis on more, as in Westmore, because that's what he, so he's got a bunch of them. Leave no one behind, but he does the exact opposite in his policies. They're contradictory. Public safety is priority number one while letting juvenile thugs roam the state. I stand with the people over the MPRP project. By the way, Jay Valentine going to join us later on in the show. There's no need for data centers, he says. Maryland doesn't need them. The country doesn't need them. So we'll take a look at that. So what is, I guess, your favorite or least favorite oxymoron here today? Is it leave no one behind? Public safety is priority number one. I stand with the people. I demand transparency, or all of the above. Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Once again, with the update here in the holiday week, we've got the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Good morning to you, Mr.
Good morning, Chuckles. You're in holiday mode already, I can tell.
Yes. I was just sitting here thinking about how nice the Bucks and the Ravens game were yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, my.
It was a really weird football weekend.
It really was.
Yeah.
There was a lot of strange stuff going
on.
Yeah,
it was.
We have an active fire call in Baltimore County now in Rosedale, and it's become a little bit more serious. A lot of smoke and some active fire in the house that they're at, Daybreak Terrace, just off Hazelwood Avenue. So it's going to be a local traffic issue, but some of the equipment might actually be on Hazelwood Avenue. So if you're in that area in Rosedale, just heads up, more equipment was also now arriving at that scene. We just had word of an accident downtown. Might be something left over from the football game at Russell Street at Hamburg Street. That's right there, Camden Yards and the M&T Bank. So a couple of vehicles there just north of the bridge at I-95. Very nice, though, on the Beltway. Nothing there. Good at both the harbor tunnels right now. There was overnight construction. We'll go back and revisit The contractor was working at 5:30 northbound 95 at Route 24. They're not there right now. They may come back, and we'll go back and check on that. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. Perfectly clear right now from the Bay Bridge on 50 over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, sunny and chilly, mid-40s. Clouds moving in throughout the day, bringing rain, possible snow overnight. Tuesday, wet, mostly cloudy, upper 40s. It could be a white Christmas. We could keep our...
Chris, that would be all right.
Says,
I like that.
I just read her lips. Don't say that. It's the last thing. I mean, you know, look, you could be in watching Hallmark movies more with the snow. Yeah. Right now, it's 25 in Columbia and clear in 28 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Thousands of people gathered to welcome the winter solstice at Stonehenge over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, I got the name wrong. It's now officially Trump Stonehenge. So he's driving to the left. Crazy.
Oh, he is. Everything he does is driving him nuts.
Yeah, Trump, Kennedy. Did you see the plaques underneath the presidential pictures?
Yes.
The presidential hall of walk of fame or whatever? he's strolling a big time.
Joe Biden, the worst president.
San Francisco suffered a massive power outage in a third of the city last night. It was chaotic. San Franciscans had to poop on the sidewalk by flashlight. Jeez. Pro-Trump UFC star Sean Strickland says he will not participate in the president's proposed White House fight night due to the controversy surrounding the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay, that'll really teach him.
Yeah,
in other words, he redacted his own name from the fight card. Former senator, past presidential candidate Mitt Romney says rich people like him should pay more taxes.
Good.
I would agree that rich people like me and Mitt should pay more taxes, but since I did not hit the Powerball over the weekend...
Right.
I won't be paying more taxes. What's it up to now?
I don't know, but it's some big number. I know
I think
that.
It's like 1.6, 1.7 billion. Next drawing is Tuesday, I believe. Okay. Now I'm going to have to play, right?
Well, you got to invest at least $5, $10 anyway.
Yeah. Forbes magazine estimates Elon Musk's net worth now stands at a record $750 billion. So if he wins the Powerball, he takes a pay cut.
Right. Let's just say this. He ain't running to the mailbox to get a check.
Exactly. Dr. Philip Nitschke, the inventor of the infamous suicide pod, has introduced a new invention called the suicide collar. Doesn't Debbie make you wear that on weekends?
It's called a ball and chain.
That's right. You mean a noose? Is that what they talk about, a suicide collar? That's weird.
If I want to make it fake news.
Yeah, exactly. I want to strangle myself with the collar. I just put my suit on. That's all. Button on my shirt. That's crazy. Hey, have you noticed the gas prices are hitting the lowest level since 2020?
I know.
Driving into work this morning, I saw $2.35 a gallon.
Wow.
So let us know where you find the lowest gas price in the Baltimore Metro. Mm-hmm. Can you beat $2.35? That is the question. That's the lowest.
You know, the other day when they had that little spiff with Venezuela. And they said there was probably going to be a reduction in oil coming from them. The stations here in Brooksville went right up from 274 to 299.
I don't think we get that much oil from Venezuela.
No. You know, it's
all going to Iran and China. That's who's getting most of the Venezuelan oil.
Right.
All right, so it's time to check in on our countdown to Christmas week with our friends at Hallmark.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in TikTok land. He's a hot single dad who gave up on love after his gold-digging wife left him for a social media influencer who believes the earth is flat. She's a stunning TikTok dance sensation turned therapist who specializes in brokenhearted men who, you guessed it, have given up on love. Will they find magic under the mistletoe? What are you, a junior high dropout? It's Christmas in TikTok land tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Now, I would be interested in that. Hallmark and conspiracy theories. Put them together. I would be all over that. So why hasn't that been tapped into yet?
Oh, no. They should. They should really do that. You can cover all bases, you know, at that point. So who knows? But it should be fun. All right. Do anything exciting? Oh, go ahead. Update?
Yeah, Robert said he went to the intersection a little while ago, Martin Boulevard, Middle River Road. The traffic lights are out from an accident overnight, so be careful.
Okay. You know, I went down with my son and his girlfriend. She's returning to Cleveland for the holidays, so we went down there to have a holiday dinner and exchange some gifts. And I went to Georgetown, and I tell you, that place for Christmas, all lit up, beautiful. You walk in the streets, you feel safe.
Safe, right?
National Guard, they were there. I mean, you know, they kind of blended into the, because it was so packed. I mean, you could barely walk and move around there. Very, very crowded. So D.C. is back for a destination place to go. There's some really nice Italian restaurants right along there on M Street and parts of Georgetown near the waterfront as well. So if you want to take a nice trip, feel like you're going out of town, D.C. is great this time of year. Beautiful. So just letting you know. I don't get quite that feeling with Baltimore. I mean, there might be a few places There's a Hopkins poll out now saying that people feel safer. Baltimore feels safer. But I just,
who did they poll?
Yeah. You know,
people living in their penthouses?
The police, I think. The police were all there.
It could be done, though. But they choose not to.
They
choose not to. Ask yourself why.
Yeah. That's a good. That's a great point. It's a. They don't want to give up the power and the control. That's what it's all about.
No, that's right. That's it.
All right, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20. You can join us here 410-922-6680. What's your favorite or least favorite Governor Moore oxymoron, as we're calling them, Moore-isms? You can let us know 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You are listening to KC and Company.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I can just see the picture that it's like Chuck Whitaker, a little saxophone, and his little tip jar right there in the corner. In Brooksville, Florida, folks.
Yep. I sit on the corner by the Walmart.
He was blowing ho-hos.
And play the mouth trumpet. I'm the little trumpet boy.
I like that. 6:23 minutes, half the hour. Traffic and weather on the threes, Monday morning. And now with the update here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so just a reminder, we had a report the traffic lights were out from a wreck overnight. Martin Boulevard at Middle River Road, so be careful through there. Rosedale, it's an active fire call. It's a house fire on Daybreak Terrace just off Hazelwood Avenue. Daybreak Terrace is where the actual fire is. Some of the equipment may be setting up on Hazelwood to run some water back in there. So, again, heads up for that. If they have water anywhere around that, you know, that's going to be ice. So that's another factor for the traffic in that area. And then a minor wreck downtown near the casino at Russell Street at Hamburg Street. Beltway looks good, all clear with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly today, mid-40s, clouds move in throughout the day, maybe some rain possible, snow mix overnight, Tuesday wet to start the day, then mostly cloudy, up at 40s for Tuesday as we head into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Looks like we might get some rain on Christmas Day. We'll know more about that tomorrow. Right now, it is 25 and clear in Ellicott City, 26 in Pikesville. And we're talking about your favorite oxymoron from the governor, which one it is. By the way, Marty reminds us about a good one. He goes, IDGAF, like, I don't give a fudge. Remember that one? Yeah, so whether it's leave no one behind, public safety is priority number one. I stand with the people, the most transparent. How about fix it? I guess it depends on the definition of fix it, like repair it or rig it, one or the other. So that's what we got going on. Let's get one from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. Again, I want to wish you and everyone a happy Hanukkah today. It's the last day of the 8-day Jewish festival. Also, Oy Vey Kashuk vote on the Ravens, I think, they're toast for the season, as far as I'm concerned. As far as Governor Moore and oxymoron, I don't even know if he's really a veteran or not, or if he even served. He lied on his application half the time. But the question is, if he's really a veteran, why is he not supporting sending National Guard troops to Baltimore where we really need it, like they're doing in Washington, D.C.? You get the idea of what I said? What do you think about that?
Well, yeah. He said that before, by the way, and he is a veteran. We can confirm that. He did serve in the 82nd Airborne. What he fudged about or kind of, you know, was the Bronze Star thing. Now, he never claimed he was a Bronze Star recipient, but others did, and he never corrected him. So I think that was a bit disingenuous. But, you know, the fact is he doesn't want the National Guard, as I say, because he would say, oh, they just go down there to pick up trash. No, that's not what they do. I mean, as part of the beautify and clean up, we've seen him. People like Westmore had no problems when the National Guard was sent to Haiti to clean up that island. But our own country, that's where they, I guess, draw the line. Whatever the case may be, is I just think it's about power and control, Mark. And Democrats don't want to give up power and control in these blue cities that they've run, they've dominated, and they've ruined over the last several decades. So that in and of itself, I think, is a you know, in a nutshell, what is the problem there? All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The governor's redistricting commission. Of course, we still think there was something really shady or sketchy about floating the special session, and that disappeared after the Indiana GOP. The rhinos out in Indiana decided, oh, okay, never mind. We're not going to give Trump what he wants, two seats in Indiana. And 21, I mean, there are 40 Republicans, and at least 40, if not more, in Indiana. And 21 of them sided with the Democrats. So, yeah, it's just incredible. That was a devastating defeat for President Trump in Indiana, and there's a lot of speculation that maybe they conspired with Maryland Democrats. You pull back your two, we won't push for our number one. And then, of course, maybe they got duped on that because here we go anyway with a governor's. And that's why you never cut a deal with the devil. You just don't do it. You have to resist that temptation, but Republicans are too stupid to know this, whether it's in Maryland or whether it's in Indiana. I'm talking about the rhinos, not the MAGA, America First, real conservative Republicans. But, you know, and then we watch what happened up in New York. You know, Elise Stefanik all of a sudden drops out of the governor's race up there. We'll get into that during the MAGA update. But here in this this instance, they're gonna redraw the maps, and they're gonna try, and they're gonna float them out there, and I guess we'll see, you know, what kind of blowback they get. But already we're seeing that you know, Jason Buckley and others are saying we're going to sue. And they did last time and won in court with Democrat appointed judges. So maybe this will blow up in the face of Wes Moore if they decide to put this out there and try to draw the districts, number one, to get rid of Andy Harris, and number two, to get all Democrats, all eight seats to be Democrats, and number three, to be drawn along the racial or the party lines instead of on population demographics as it should be. So we'll see what happens there, but the claim that he is making that this is the most transparent redistricting commission in the country is just laughable. It is absurd on its face. Four rabid Democrats, one rhino Republican, you know, secret meetings where the chair leaves early, doesn't show up for two out of the four meetings, and then all of a sudden behind closed doors, they didn't hold a vote. It was a consensus. All right, thanks so much for that. So all to brandish his presidential ambition credentials. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are there for you right now. We're focusing on heating because of the we're now officially in winter, folks. We can say that now. Winter has arrived. And so you want to make sure that heat comes on when you need it, when you want it, and you want to be nice and warm and toasty. You don't want to be shivering and bundling up in your own home because your heat pump or your heat system doesn't work properly. So you call Tim Kyle out for a maintenance check, and they'll take a look at it. And they make sure your filters are changed, and make sure all your switches are doing exactly what they're doing. The wiring is operating efficiently. So, and the other part of that is that you're not going to face skyrocketing bills. And on Friday, the governor's talking about, you know, the energy prices once again. So we'll get into that a little bit later on this morning. But you make sure you do your part and call Tim Kyle, and they'll come out and check your unit and make sure it's operating efficiently and properly as well. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Maggie Hunter, here's Julie Ryder.
Good morning. A suspect is in custody in connection with a double shooting in Dundalk. Police say a 44-year-old man and a 51-year-old man were shot on Saturday night along the 1900 block of Church Road. Police say the shooting stemmed from an argument. The 44-year-old victim is said to be in stable condition, while the 51-year-old is in serious condition. The suspect's name is being withheld pending charges. A man with a criminal history is being charged in connection with a fatal shooting earlier this month in Baltimore. 22-year-old Devin Shadle has been arrested for assault in the shooting death of 19-year-old Davon Smallwood along Washington Avenue this on December 10th. Police have not identified Shadle as the shooter. They do say they aren't ruling him out in the shooting death of 14-year-old Michael Hitchens, who was killed at the same location 3 days before Smallwood. Police say Shadle has a history of violent crime accusations, including a 2020 murder charge when he was 17. Back in June, he was arrested for allegedly shooting at a group of people at the same location of the two homicides. A suspect's being sought after a stabbing in Dundalk. Police say a man was stabbed late Saturday afternoon along the 1900 block of Merritt Boulevard. The suspect fled the scene before police arrived. The victim was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the victim and the suspect know each other. And a man is hospitalized after a shooting in northeast Baltimore. Police say the 32-year-old victim was gunned down just before 8 on Saturday night along the 4600 block of Cavon Avenue. The victim is said to be in stable condition. No word yet on a motive or of any arrests. And a teen in trouble for making threats at a Worcester County school. The juvenile made the threats via text last Friday at Snow Hill High School. That text prompted administrators to place the building on a lockdown, and the juvenile was later taken into custody. Up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 279 and the pick 4, 5844. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the BW Parkway. It is south. It looks to be after Powder Mill Road, and already we're seeing some brake lights as you're traveling south through there. So after 197, 198, you're heading down through Powder Mill Road. Watch for that. The western part of the city, there's a new wreck with a fuel spill at Franklin Street at Monroe Street. The traffic lights were out from a wreck overnight. Not sure if they're back on yet, but heads up there, Martin Boulevard at Middle River Road, and an active fire call in Rosedale. Equipment is still there. It's a dwelling fire on Daybreak Terrace, just off the intersection at Hazelwood Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly day ahead of us, bright and sunny with highs in the mid-40s. We are tracking increasing clouds along with a little bit of rain, even some wet snowflakes mixing in late tonight as lows fall to near freezing. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greenbin Wealth Management. It was another late defensive collapse by the Ravens last night, as the team's playoff chances are now standing at slim and none. Ramondre Stevenson with a 21-yard touchdown run with just over 2 minutes to play was the dagger, as the Ravens' defensive struggles rear their ugly heads again, blowing another fourth-quarter double-digit lead. 28-24 was the final, the result leaving the Ravens on the outside looking in at the playoffs. All the Steelers need to do at this point is beat the Browns next week, and the Ravens are out, and makes the Ravens-Steelers game on the last week of the season moot. The big question last night that was asked of John Harbaugh was, why with the fourth quarter lead and the King running the ball well was Derrick Henry not on the field on the second to last drive of the game? It was inexplicable, as Keaton Mitchell was in at that point after Derrick Henry had rushed for over 120 yards and two touchdowns in the game. Meanwhile, the other big play was Lamar being knocked out of the game in the second quarter, a back injury, never to return. Jackson, asked about it after the game, said he was kneed in the back, took Toradol during halftime, that's a painkiller, to see if the pain would relieve and he would be able to come around, but he was not able to do that. And Snoop, that is Tyler Huntley, finished the game. And then what about the defense surrendering another fourth quarter double digit lead? Kyle Hamilton, after the game, saying there are no excuses for this Baltimore Ravens football team. It's just over and over again the media asking the same questions and the players giving the same answer. So the result, 28-24 was the final. And again, the Ravens season hanging in the balance. They'll play at Green Bay Saturday night after Christmas in Green Bay. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Steelers got out a 29-24 win at Detroit, prevailing as the Lions are called for offensive pass interference in the end zone on the game's final play. Buffalo outlasting Cleveland in Cleveland, and Cincinnati behind four touchdown passes from Joe Burrow over Miami down in South Florida. The Caps were in action yesterday in Detroit. They tied it up late with 10 minutes to go, but then the game went into overtime and the Red Wings prevailed. 3-2 was the final, Detroit winning the home-and-home series over the weekend. The time now is 6:36 when we return, a disappointing year for Baltimore sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greenbin Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, it's good to be back, I think.
Did you enjoy your vacation?
I did.
Sunny South, warm and toasty Florida.
It was beautiful down there. The temperature was, well, I don't know what, I don't want to tell you what the temperature was.
I know what the temperature was.
But it was, no, we had a good time.
We're cursing your name every day here on the show.
I know, exactly. We had a great time with family. We celebrated the Festival of Lights. It was beautiful, and it's good to be back.
Oh, nice to have you back.
Thank you. The Ravens, and well, just to back up real quick, I mean, first it was the Orioles.
Yep.
Then now it's the Ravens, and of course their season obviously hanging by a thread. This has got to be one of the more disappointing years in Baltimore sports.
Yeah, really, because the Orioles were supposed to be a contender,
yeah,
and the Ravens were picked by many to be in the Super Bowl this year. So
they were picked by me to be in the Super Bowl.
And that's why they play the games.
That is exactly true.
You never know what's going to happen. I just don't. Obviously, Lamar has been plagued by injuries all year. He got injured again yesterday. You shut him down now with two games to go. You know, you still have a chance for playoffs, but, you know, do you put his health over that, or do you?
I think if he's healthy, I think he plays on Saturday night, because they still do have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be before the Steelers play on Sunday.
If they were out, I would imagine, yeah,
shut him down. So I think if he's good enough to go, whether or not he's good enough to go is another question. The other big question was the Derrick Henry question. That is just a head-scratcher. They had been running the football well. They had a double-digit lead,
yeah,
and a lot of that was because of Derrick Henry, and he ran the ball well after Lamar went out of the game.
Right.
In fact, that third drive before the end of the game, it was all Derrick Henry. And then all of a sudden, the last two drives, especially the drive before the Patriots took the lead, he was out of the game, and people were just muttering in the press box as well, what's going on? Why isn't Derrick Henry in the game?
And well, when your defense blows an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter, you're not going to win many playoff games. You may not even deserve to be in the playoffs.
So. And this is a pattern now for the last two or three years under Harbaugh. So We'll see what happens on Saturday night.
All right, Gary.
Going to be a long week.
Yes, it is. Long indeed. Six, but still alive. Many others have already been eliminated.
Yep.
6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. And the Epstein files, at least part of them, released on Friday. It was not a good day for Bill Clinton. I'll tell you that. He was all over the Epstein files. Let me just give you some of the names that that were released, and some of these we had already seen, but I didn't. Every single picture, you got Bill Clinton reclining in a on a hot tub with the looks like well, the young lady's face has been blacked out of there. He was all over the place. He was pictured in several new photographs unveiled on Friday, and one he appears with Ghislaine Maxwell in the Winston Churchill War Rooms in London. He's in a hot tub, as well as pose with a woman whose face was redacted by the DOJ. Michael Jackson and Diana Ross were seen photographed with Jeffrey Epstein in another one of those files. That was just kind of bizarre when it came right out of the blue. And in one photograph, it's Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, and Bill Clinton all together. Mick Jagger, lead singer of the Rolling Stones, photographed in the new documents. Kevin Spacey, who up until recently was living here in Baltimore. He was in many of these shots. Comedian Chris Tucker was in another one. Sarah Ferguson, the former Duchess of York, seen and photographed among thousands of the documents released on Friday. Of course, Prince Andrew, it's a foregone conclusion. Here's another shocker. Walter Cronkite was seen along Epstein, sitting in a home, as well as with others in the shot. Richard Branson, of course, we've seen him before, co-founded the Virgin Group. Phil Collins, the drummer from Genesis. Minnie Driver, her name was in a contact book. Dr. Elie Wiesel, you know, the Holocaust survivor. He was there as well, and of course, Bill Gates. Probably, I think, the most photographs besides Bill Clinton were Bill Gates. Now, one of the victims, her name is Jenna Lisa Jones, she is not happy with the release on Friday.
I mean, man, you know, all day we've been waiting for the release of these files and wondering if we're going to get something or we're not going to get something. And then finally we do get them, and we've been on edge all day, I'm sure most of us. And to see that a lot of the files have been heavily redacted in a sense that gives no clarity in any description way, and some of these photos being completely blacked out with no rhyme or reason or any, I would say, telling signs of giving us an idea of a little bit of the picture of why they might be redacted. So I feel like this was kind of another joke to string it along a little bit. I'm pretty disappointed at what has been released. I definitely agree with Rokana that they could have picked and choose a lot better things to have released today if they weren't going to be able to release them all today. I can understand the amount of documents that they have and files and all of that, but Rokana said it perfectly. There are important things, and I'm very sure that the DOJ is very aware of what important things that we are asking for as survivors. So to give us that in hopes that you guys could continue to go and continue to release the files would probably give us a little bit more hope. But right now, I'm seeing the bare minimum, and even at the bare minimum, I think the American people should be looking at these and being like, why? Why is this going on?
Yeah, now, some victims, like Jenna Lisa Jones, they came forward. She was in a documentary as well. They're okay. They wanted to out themselves. But there are many, many other women, young girls, etc., that don't want to be identified, that don't want to relive this horror all over again. And that's what the DOJ is trying to do at this point. They're trying to make sure that no victims get named or identified, either intentionally or accidentally, whatever the case may be. And over a million documents on file. You can see it's going to take a while. And they are promising. We'll hear from Todd Blanche over at DOJ in just a second. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We posted last week on Facebook this picture of the Bay Bridge. And again today, beautiful sunrise. If you're heading east right now from Sandy Point over towards Kent Island, just gorgeous right now with the sun not even quite up all the way yet, but the whole sky on the eastern horizon there is just gorgeous at that point. Looks like the wreck has cleared. I went back down towards the BW Parkway, had a wreck that was southbound after Powder Mill Road. The indications from the park police that they had cleared it. There was a little bit of a backup, but nothing major right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. The wreck in the city on the west side had a fuel spill at Franklin Street at Monroe Street. It's an active fire call in Baltimore County and Rosedale, just off of Hazelwood Avenue on Daybreak Terrace. They're still working at that scene. A lot of equipment on the scene in the last 45 minutes or so. Nothing major. Just had a quick look at both the harbor tunnels. The west side outer loop has filled in just a bit in that area between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road. And with the skies clear like this, later on, about an hour south and east, there are going to be some sunshine problems in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly today, mid-40s for the high. Clouds move in throughout the day, bringing rain, maybe some snow, mixture of snow tonight. Tomorrow it's going to be wet, mostly cloudy in the upper 40s as well. Right now we're looking at clear skies. It's 31 in Ocean City, 27 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, sad news, Jim Beam is pausing production at the main distillery as bourbon inventories rise. And this is the famous Kentucky bourbon maker.
Yeah.
You know, so Jim Beam is going to pause it. They're not saying they won't come back, but right now there's so much bourbon on the market, they're saying they're losing money. They, I guess, want to create a shortage.
They're just going to put a cork in it.
Exactly. I thought maybe Chuck switched brands. I'm not sure.
I have some of their stuff.
Yeah, I bet you do. You've got some of everybody's stuff. Maryland loves Chinese food on Christmas Day. Brand new study out. A lot of Marylanders go and either take out or eat at a Chinese restaurant. Maryland ranks number 10 in the entire 50 states for Chinese food on Christmas. Hmm. I've never had Chinese food on Christmas or Christmas Eve. Just never had it. Have you ever gone out for that?
I've not.
Yeah.
I've actually done, a couple of years back, we did a Maryland-style Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Crab cakes, steamed shrimp. The usual stuff,
right?
You know, corn.
Yeah, but that's
something different. Not another turkey after Thanksgiving. You know.
Yeah. Well, I've done it all. I've done the turkeys. We've done the hams. We've done Italian Christmas with lasagna, manicotti, and that's always a nice little.
This time we're having
done the Polish with the pierogi and the and steak and lobster.
That's what we're doing steak and lobster Thursday.
Every Christmas Eve, we sometimes do Pappas crab cakes. You know, get a bunch of crab cakes. So yeah, but I've just never had the Chinese on Christmas Day. Love it the rest of the year. We've never had it really on Chinese.
That's nice. That didn't come out of your pocket, did
No,
it
did.
I know it didn't come out of mine.
Business Travel Airport Guide out with the best airports for dining and lounges. And they are the Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta.
Yep.
New York's LaGuardia. Chicago O'Hare. Houston's George Bush Intercontinental. Boston Logan. Denver International. And LAX in Los Angeles. They are the top airports of business travelers for dining and lounges.
I'll tell you what, they completely redid Tampa International, and they have some good places. They've gotten to the point now, you know, most of those are on the air side.
Right.
They now will give you a pass, if you're not a passenger, to go to the air side to go eat at the restaurants.
I've been at BWI. I can't remember. There's like a diner there. I can't remember what the name of it is, but they actually have pretty good food.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's the train station in New York is just, it's a destination place. People go there to eat and hang out now. I mean, it really is nice. So,
went to the Oyster Bar there one time at Grand Central Station.
Right. Yeah. Good stuff. Every NFL team now has its own mimosa thanks to Andre Champagne brand. I forgot to look up the Bucks. I'll have to look it up later. But the Ravens, you ready for this? Here is their the mimosa that they the Ravens fans can enjoy. A half of, glass of Andre California champagne, a quarter glass of grapefruit juice, and a quarter of canned mussel, oyster, or clam juice.
Oh.
That's the...
might actually be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people use, like, you know, Clamato juice and Bloody Marys. But I've never seen it in a mimosa before. And they, so we'll look up the books and maybe get
Bloody Mary last weekend that had steamed shrimp in it.
Is that right?
Yep.
I like it with the big rash of bacon, you know, or jerky. Bacon.
Shrimp and all kinds of stuff on it. Yeah. It was like $13.
And Wendy's Sweet and Sour Sauce is officially returning spring of 2026. Fans have been begging, commenting, reposting, generally refusing to let it go. So they want the sweet and sour. Wendy's has listened to its consumers, and it's coming back in spring of 2026. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what you put the sweet and sour sauce on, I guess it goes maybe on chicken.
Chicken
nuggets maybe. Mm-hmm. Chicken, but certainly maybe for somebody who want a burger. I don't know. I wouldn't. All right, no. Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Todd Blanche was asked by Kristen Walker at NBC why, Ro Khanna, Thomas Massie, they're threatening impeachment and holding Pam Bondi in contempt for not releasing all the files.
Congressman Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna, the authors of the Epstein bill, say the partial release of files failed to comply with the law. They say they are considering looking into the possibility of impeachment proceedings, contempt, even criminal referrals for obstruction of justice for DOJ officials. Do you take these threats seriously?
Not even a little bit. Bring it on. We are doing everything we're supposed to be doing to comply with this statute. And Congressman Massie and these other congressmen that are coming out speaking negatively about Director Patel and the Attorney General have no idea what they're talking about. They know the work that we're going through. They know what we're doing to protect victims. I mean, just think about what we're doing. You're talking about a million or so pages of documents. Virtually all of them contain victim information. So, listen, the idea that Attorney General Bondi would ever let a single piece of paper go out of this department that contains victim information is something they know we won't do. And the fact that they're threatening to impeach her for protecting victims is a reflection of where their head's at. It's not a reflection of this department. We are complying with the statute. We will continue to comply with the statute. And if by complying with the statute, we don't produce everything on Friday, we produce things next week and the week after, that's still compliance with the statute. There is well-settled law, as they should know, that in a case like this, where we're required to produce within a certain amount of time, but also comply with other laws like redacting information, that very much trumps, redacting information very much trumps some deadline in the statute.
Hi, this is Todd Blanche over at DOJ saying that we're complying. Just be patient. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Whiskey Nuts standing by to steer you clear.
Whiskey Nuts.
And it just rolls off the tongue so, yes, so effortlessly.
Yes. Well, maybe not this early. Give me about 2 hours. See what happens. We're getting a report of an accident. Haven't gotten all the details yet. 95 South. One report said White Marsh Boulevard and the Harford County line. That was the initial report. So I've been looking up around Mountain Road. I'm looking now at the camera Joppa Road, which is north of White Marsh. So we'll have to sort this out. But in the meantime, if you're traveling on 95, it looks like southbound, there may be an issue there, and we'll keep you posted on that. We'll come back and revisit that. City police out with the wreck. They had a fuel spill. Franklin Street at Monroe Street on the west side. Earlier, the traffic lights were out. There was a wreck overnight that knocked out the lights at Martin Boulevard at Middle River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
525 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, chilly start to the day today. We're high in the mid-40s right now. We're at 26 in Bel Air and 27 in Millersville. So we got a ways to go yet before we can heat up into the mid-40s, that is for sure. Do have some folks weighing in on the program this morning so far as to what they've heard us discuss, and want to make sure we get some of those. We've got, Randy says, hey, Sean, I disagree with you. The National Guard did go to Washington, D.C. to pick up trash, and they put that trash in jail. What do you hear the meltdown I have for you a little bit later on this morning from the D.C. police chief who has resigned, Pamela Smith. She absolutely went ballistic. Let's see. It's Robert says, good morning. How about under my administration, I cut taxes for the middle class? Yeah, that's a oxymoron, referring to Westmore. Have a great day, Robert. Thanks, you too. Steve says, Westmore is using word salads to hide the fact that his so-called bipartisan redistricting plan will be equally made up of both parties. Here's the deal. He's selling us a line of crap that we all know is not an open dialogue between the parties. This is moronic at best and total BS at its core. Since when do we get a 10-minute answer to a 2-second question? Wake up, Wes moron. So thanks again. Appreciate that. And Joe and Glenn Burney says, I don't believe anything Westmore says. Frankly, I consider all elected Democrats to be liars. Speaking of which, the Baltimore Sun, in its editorial yesterday, called out the new speaker. They wrote, the conviction of former Mayor Catherine Pugh left a deep and indelible stain on Baltimore civic identity. Her Healthy Holly scheme, which funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars through children's books, was a profound betrayal of the trust Baltimoreans place in their leaders, and perhaps the worst in the history of our city. But that didn't stop new Maryland House Speaker Jocelyn Pena Melnick from publicly praising Pugh last week, calling her a sister during her inaugural address. To say the least, this is a deeply troubling way to begin her tenure as one of the state's most powerful leaders. At a moment when Maryland is still working to rebuild trust after Pugh's corruption scandal, choosing to elevate and celebrate a figure who served prison time for defrauding the public sends exactly the wrong message. It signals a willingness to blur lines of accountability and minimize the harm done to Baltimoreans who were betrayed. And then they call, this is the political hypocrisy that the Sun paper calls out, because remember, they've been calling Donald Trump, the phrase convicted felon has been a staple of their anti-Trump rhetoric, yet their newly installed House Speaker chose to publicly elevate a convicted felon who not only pleaded guilty, but served time in federal prison. That contradiction is a glaring act of political hypocrisy, one that weakens the credibility of the very standards Maryland Democrats insist that they uphold. And perhaps the biggest lesson, they write, is what happens when a state slips into the complacency of one-party rule, as Maryland has. When political dominance goes unchallenged, leaders begin to feel emboldened and entitled in ways that erode their sense of accountability. That is how you end up with a newly minted House Speaker who sees no issue in celebrating and elevating someone who so profoundly violated the public trust. It's the kind of gesture that only becomes possible when power feels secure enough to ignore the very standards leaders claim to defend. It's also enabled, aided, and abetted by an absolutely weak so-called opposition party called the Maryland Republicans. All right, I want to tell you about our good friends at Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions. Got great news for Baltimore drivers. They have now teamed up. No matter where you are, north, south, east, west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These aren't new names. Both Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings have served our community for over 50 years. They know transmissions forward and backwards. Pardon the pun. And they save you money. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who you call. That simple. You get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, and with free area towing and financing, they help you through a tough situation. So call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gpt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. Make sure you tell them I told you to call. All right, coming up next, we've got highlights and maybe some lowlights of the AmFest 2012 Festival in Arizona with Erica Kirk. Stick with us here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. U.S. may be on the verge of seizing a third oil tanker in international waters in the Caribbean. The Coast Guard currently pursuing the tanker loaded with sanctioned Venezuelan crude. Over the weekend, a Chinese-owned tanker flying the Panamanian flag was seized, and the lion's share of Venezuelan oil is exported to China. Car bomb has claimed the life of a Russian general in Moscow. There is speculation it was a Ukrainian intelligence operation, the third assassination of a senior Russian military officer in just over a year. The Justice Department is defending its handling of the release of the Jeffrey Epstein file.
The DOJ was required to release all the files by last Friday, but Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche defends the decision to release just a fraction of them. He told NBC's Meet the Press that his department was obligated to act with caution and eventually will release all of the thousands of documents. But Democrats and other critics are not satisfied, accusing the Trump administration of trying to hide information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You may have found it less painful to check on your retirement savings in the past 11 months or so.
The average 401k fell more than 15% under Biden after you adjust for inflation. So basically, savers just got absolutely crushed. A lot of that had to do with how dismal the bond market performance was. Under Trump, that has completely reversed, and almost all of those losses have actually been recouped now, which is really, really great news.
The Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni talking with the Salem Radio Network. Northern California, it's being swamped by torrential rains, and one person has died in flood-ravaged Redding, California. Southern California expected to be hit in a few days. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 5 points, NASDAQ futures up 131. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're looking at you live here at the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open headed down from there towards 395. 895 looks good as well. And that's the traffic coming south from O'Donnell Street and going into the tunnel. No big issues on the Beltway. We're still getting a report. Have not yet seen the wreck. We don't see any major impact so far. But the report 15 minutes ago that there was a wreck on 95 southbound in the area around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So again, if you're traveling south, the Mountain Road coming down to White Marsh Boulevard, we'll try to keep an eye on that and get some more information as soon as we can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly day ahead of us, bright and sunny with highs in the mid-40s. We are tracking increasing clouds along with a little bit of rain, even some wet snowflakes mixing in late tonight as lows fall to near freezing. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Reiter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police released new details over the weekend on an officer-involved shooting from last week. Investigators say officers opened fire after a car reversed toward them during a narcotics investigation in a dead-end alley on Division Street Tuesday night. The driver, Devin Thomas, was shot, treated at a hospital, and later charged with assault and weapons offenses. Police recovered two guns and narcotics from that vehicle. The incident remains under investigation. A man is facing charges in connection with a shooting outside of a fast food restaurant in Jessup. 22-year-old Christian Knuthia charged with second-degree murder and assault in the shooting death of 25-year-old Tyshawn Berry. Police say Berry was involved in an argument with a group of people, including Knuthia, in the parking lot of a McDonald's on Washington Boulevard early Friday morning when he was shot. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. And a Baltimore police officer has died after a four-vehicle crash on the Beltway. Officials say 31-year-old James Beckham of Essex died at a hospital after the crash on Saturday morning. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Hard to put into words the feeling in the Ravens locker room after the game last night, the 28-24 loss at the hands of the Patriots, a game that saw Lamar exit the game in the second quarter with a back injury, did not return. Tyler Huntley finished. Derrick Henry was on the sidelines in the game's final minutes, and the defense blowing another double-digit fourth-quarter lead and surrendering 453 yards to Drake May and the Patriots offense. 28-24 the final. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh beating Detroit yesterday in Detroit, 29-24 was the final, and so the combination of the two leaves the Ravens on the outside looking in. The Ravens will not make the playoffs in 2025 if Pittsburgh beats Cleveland next weekend in Cleveland. Two fumbles last night for the Ravens, one by Derrick Henry early in the game, and then the coup de grace was the fumble by Zay Flowers on the game's final drive. Meanwhile, in the NHL last night, the Caps were back in action in Detroit, tied up late on an Ethan Franks goal with 10 minutes to go. That one sending the game to overtime.
Around for Kopp. He's got Sider. Goes there. Fires. Score! Game winner! Mo Sider! Red Wings take it!
Ken Daniels had the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. Detroit Red Wings win their home and home against the Caps. 3-2 was the final. The Caps have now lost five out of the last six and have fallen 4 points off the pace in the Metro Division. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles making a big move over the weekend. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Oh, Christmas polka. Boy, it brings back memories to our old former producer, may he rest in peace, Joe Hosni-Armacost. He would find these unusual Christmas songs and carols and just about everything imaginable. It's just amazing. So just fond memories of Joseph Murray Armacost, who is with our dear Lord. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at ICE moving a Salisbury illegal alien out of state. I'm shocked that the Maryland Democrats have not started calling her Maryland Mom yet. So that we'll take a look at that. Fulton County, Georgia, admitting some 315,000 votes were not certified as required by law. Now, that's a state in 2020 that Joe Biden won by a little less than 12,000 votes. So, gee, wonder if that would have made a difference in that swing state, huh? But our top story here today, I don't know if you got a chance to see much of AmFest. I didn't watch all of it, but I did get pieces of it. And I just think that another fond memories of Charlie Kirk, as this was his first, the first AmFest being held in Phoenix, Arizona, since his untimely tragic assassination. And I'm just wondering what Charlie would think of what went down at AmFest. Now, he loved debate. He went right onto college campuses. If you disagreed with him, he wanted you up front, on the microphone, at the front of the line. And then Charlie was all about the free exchange of ideas and debate. But what happened at AmFest wasn't really about debate. It was, once again, the battle of content moderators and actual conservatives, and then, of course, America Firsters as well. And there is right now a big attempt to blow up and implode the MAGA movement. And that was on display at AmFest. You had... And it's all about Candace Owens, of course. We all know Candace Owens. I think she is a toxin. She used to work with Charlie. Everywhere she goes, she washes out. Blexit was the first organization that she blew up. And then she worked for Charlie. She worked for Dennis Prager. Everywhere she goes. I think we have identified the problem here. But Ben Shapiro was there. He was throwing barbs at Candace and vice versa, and the people that backed Candace, like Megyn Kelly. I remember when Megyn Kelly, remember the question she tried to get to Donald Trump on in the first debate at Fox? I remember Megyn Kelly when she went to NBC and she was supporting trans kids transitioning. Yeah, actually doing interviews doing that. So, look, the fact that she now is on our side, I'll welcome it. You can change your opinions. You can evolve. J.D. Vance did that. When he once called Donald Trump Hitler, and since changed his mind, now running on his ticket. Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon was going after Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is not MAGA. Ben Shapiro is not an America First guy. But it's okay to have differing opinions within the movement. Just don't pretend to be somebody you're not. Beware. I'd be very leery of political chameleons. And J.D. Vance, after watching this unfold, most of the AmFest addressed it.
President Trump did not build the greatest coalition in politics by running his supporters through endless self-defeating purity tests. He says, make America great again because every American is invited. We don't care if you're white or black, rich or poor, young or old, rural or urban, controversial or a little bit boring, or somewhere in between. People of every faith, come to our banner because they know that the America First movement will make their lives better, and they also know that the Democrats don't care about anything other than maybe transing their kids. So if you love America, if you want all of us to be richer, stronger, safer, and prouder, you have a home on this team. I didn't bring a list of conservatives to denounce or to deplatform, and I don't really care if some people out there, I'm sure we'll have the fake news media, denounce me after this speech. But let me just say, the best way to honor Charlie is that none of us here should be doing something after Charlie's death that he himself refused to do in life.
Yeah, great speech by J.D. Vance. We'll hear from Benny Johnson and others. Nicki Minaj also with some praise for our president coming up. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Whiskey Nuts is here.
All right, so we didn't find anything on 95 southbound. What we found was there was a medical call northbound 95 after Joppa Road and before the Harford County line. So no big wreck. That's the good news. No big wreck on 95 right now between the Harford County line and White Marsh Boulevard. The medical call that was on the northbound side right now is not a big deal. We're looking live at the west side of the Beltway, doing okay right in this area. And then the Parkville side still looks to be in good shape. There are going to be some areas here in the next half an hour or so. We'll be fighting the bright sunshine if you're traveling south and east. And, you know, they had a big wreck, Sean, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock. And the first thing I said to myself was on the inner loop of Tarrant, and the sunshine is right there.
I think Baltimore.
Even though there wasn't a lot of traffic, I bet you that was a factor.
I think a Baltimore City police officer lost his life in that crash.
And I saw that. I mean, one of the vehicles was on fire. It was a hell of a mess. But I thought, you know, just as you come up that hill from Lock Raven Boulevard, you'll see it here in about a half an hour, right before 8 o'clock. Bright sunshine right on the windshield, right there on the inner loop. JFX, very quiet right now. You're clear between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, chilly start to the day, mid-40s later. Clouds moving in, bringing some rain, maybe a snow. Snow. Mixture overnight. Kristen just went from a smile to a frown. Wednesday morning, it'll be wet and cloudy, upper 40s, but no significant accumulations overnight. Right now, clear, 27 in the city, 30 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the president was, busy on Friday. He had nine, I think, out of the 10 big pharmaceutical companies in the office to talk about lowering drug prices. I've never seen this before. And the reason why he's able to get them in there is based on tariffs. You know, if you're not going to play by the rules, we're going to tariff your products. If you're making these products overseas and shipping them back into the United States at great expense to the consumers and patients of the United States, we're going to hit you with a tariff. It's just not fair. You give these other countries in Europe and UK, and they get most favored nation trade status, but not us. So he fixed that problem with most of the nine out of the big 10.
For years, Americans have been paying the highest drug prices anywhere in the world by far, 10 times more sometimes, 15 times more, while other countries pay drastically less for the exact same drug made in the exact same plant in the exact same country.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, tariffs are the ones that are bringing in this this revenue that he's able to negotiate with these companies, with these countries, and eventually you're going to get dividend checks probably at some point next year.
That's despite taking in billions and billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. Remember they said, oh, the tariffs will cause inflation. Just came out with the best inflation report we've had in years.
Yeah, and so he had a couple of he had Friday in the Oval Office, and then over the weekend on Saturday he was in, I think, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, for a speech on the economy. So he's been to Pennsylvania, and he's out campaigning. He's stumping. He's pushing his economic reforms. And remember, One Big Beautiful Bill starts January 1. This is without really any of his massive legislative achievement and policies. That hasn't even started yet. That hasn't even kicked in yet. And you're going to see income tax brackets change. You're going to see bigger refunds in the spring. And I think this economy is going to turn around. It's going to be remarkable when it does. It's already showing signs of that, but it has not taken off yet. It's turning around, but we haven't got the full results. And Kevin Hassett has been mentioned as a possible pick for the chair of the Federal Reserve, said these policies are indeed working.
If I called a meeting of the insurance companies, the companies that are involved with health care costs, I would be willing to bet, I think, that they would reduce their prices very, very substantially. We could have fair health care in the country.
Yeah, what he's talking about there is President Trump, I bet. He's talking about the same thing he just did with the pharmaceutical companies he wants to do with the big insurance, the health care insurers in this country. Care First, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, Kaiser Permanente, all the big insurers who got all the money out of Obamacare. Now that money's going to be redirected to the people. He says if he calls them in, then he might get the same results. And Hassett, once again, saying Trump's policies are indeed working.
I think that the American people are going to see it in their wallets. They're going to see it in their bills. They're going to, as they did in the Trump first term, they're going to see that President Trump's policies are making them better.
Indeed they are. Elise Stefanik ended her campaign for New York governor, and she says she won't run again for Congress. She, you know, basically just kind of stunned everybody, you know, dropping out and saying the most important job is being a mom, and I agree with that. And if she wants to be with her family, but didn't you know that going in? Didn't you know when this is going to be a rigorous campaign? All because Bruce Blakeman got into the race. So I think that has to deal with it. Trump actually said about Blakeman that he's 100% MAGA. And as soon as Stefanik dropped out of the race, Blakeman got the Trump endorsement. So I'm wondering if the president had something to do with this and Stefanik coming out dropping out of the race just suddenly. Well, we don't know. We'll have to ask him. The president is committed to a moon landing by 2028, followed by a lunar outpost 2 years later. So that's good news there as we get back into the space race again. The Kennedy Center started work and added Trump's name onto the building last week after the Kennedy Center board unanimously approved the name change. And you're acting as if Kennedy's name was erased from the building. It wasn't. Trump's name was added to the building, since he is the one that fixed this dilapidated, rundown Kennedy Center, which the Democrats could care less about, that is for sure. Finally, the disagreement with Marjorie Taylor Greene continues to fester. Here's what the president said about one of his biggest former fans back in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
So she dropped out, and then they talk about how brave she is. No, brave would be to stay. And, you know, it's one of those things, but she dropped out. I can't believe it that people can change so much. But you can't go from being a strong conservative to a stone-cold liberal unless you were lying. You know, you can't do that. I mean, you can stop liking somebody, or you can say, I don't know, she's fake.
Yeah, very, very sad ending to what's... was a great congressional career to begin with. All right, that's it. Day 337 of our new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
At the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, they want me to share with you that serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. That's something that Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman have been doing for close to 40 years, or over 40 years, I should say. And they do it with your recovery as priority number one, that you get back to your family, back to work again, back to running your business, all the other priorities in life. And they'll take care of everything else, and I mean everything. Involved in a serious automobile accident. So again, they're one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year for the last 10 years. And the reason is because they do prioritize your health, your recovery, and they take care of the insurance companies and dealing with the doctors and the hospital and medical bills, diminution of value if your vehicle's been totaled in the accident, They take care of everything. So all you don't have to lift a finger. Believe me, just the only time you'll ever have to contact anybody is when you pick up the phone and call them. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looking at the BW Parkway right here in the area, Powder Mill Road, Prince George's County. Very nice. Good pace there right now. Was a wreck about an hour or so ago on the southbound side, but that's all cleared away now. Haven't seen anything major on the Capitol Beltway for the traffic going around into the area at Good Luck Road and on the outer loop towards the Mormon Temple. The lanes are open. 95 is clear right here at Route 32 in Howard County. And then the traffic southbound towards Powder Mill Road on 95. Again, very good pace right now through there. Beltway locally looks good. We haven't seen the bright sunshine yet, so we'll keep an eye on that. There may be some areas south and east fighting the bright sunshine. We've actually had a wreck in the city. I don't understand how there was a rescue involved in this, but very close to Camden Yards, Cross Street at Austin Street, the local traffic there west of Hanover Street, was a rescue with a traffic accident there about 20 minutes ago. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly start to the day, highs in the mid-40s today. Some clouds moving in later on this afternoon and this evening. Rain, possible snow mix overnight. Tuesday morning, wet, mostly cloudy, upper 40s eventually for Tuesday. And we are going to stay in a warming trend throughout the week, and maybe Thursday for Christmas Day. We're looking at some rain at this point. Don't think it's going to be snow, but we'll get you updated on that tomorrow. Right now, clear 25 in Parkville, and it's 28 in Pasadena. At 7:25, the division. Look, there are all sorts. There's the Groypers. There's the, again, the Rhinos, the GOPE, which E stands for Establishment, the MAGA Movement, the America First Movement. There are all sorts of different factions within the modern-day Republican Party. And the fact is, if we don't focus on who the true enemy is, if we don't focus on the opponent, we stand to lose a great deal. Benny Johnson addressed that at AmFest over the weekend.
Charlie Kirk was somebody who united. I am sick of the division. I am calling it out. I call it out to its face. I disavow it. I'm sick of it. They're out killing us, and we're in here squabbling and bitching and moaning, and I'm sick of it, and I've had enough. I've had enough. You know who also said naughty words, you know, about Donald Trump? J.D. Vance. There was a time J.D. Vance has answered for this a million times. J.D. Vance didn't start off as a big-time Trump supporter. Because of Charlie Kirk uniting our movement, we got this ticket. This was Charlie's legacy. And because of Charlie's legacy, we got the greatest meme in history. J.D. Vance. Going as J.D. Vance. Guess who else Charlie united? Charlie created the MAHA movement. We need to say that. Charlie united. This is a turning point event. Charlie made this happen.
Yeah, it was instrumental in getting Donald Trump elected, uniting some of these different competing movements. And that's what we have to keep in mind for 2026 for the midterms. And Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna also picked up that theme and ran with it.
You may not like Tucker Carlson or Ben Shapiro or Steve Bannon or me, but guess what? If the radical left wins, you, us, and them, we all hang together. We can duke it out on stage, but remember the fight ahead. Because we are all in this fight together. And we have crossed this Rubicon, and it's important to remember who the real enemy is. And that is the radical left that killed my friend Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was, I'm not playing the Ben Shapiro cuts or Megyn Kelly or Tucker Carlson and stuff because it's just divisive. And I don't think it's counterproductive. Now, it's one thing if you want to debate ideas. I love the fact we can debate ideas. But when you have these personal vendettas within the movement, I don't think we should give it any oxygen. And I agree with Vice President Vance, with Benny Johnson, with APL and others. We can disagree. We can call out our own for lack of action or whatever, but it's got to stop being personal. And it got personal over the weekend at AmFest. So more of Nicki Minaj and others coming up here in just a second, including the Fulton County admission down in Georgia. But Vinny Steele's your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny's going to sell your home. Whether it's a challenging market, whether it's a seller's market, buyer's market, you're going to want to have somebody with the experience and the knowledge and the wisdom and the programs and the database of 13,000 buyers. That helps. Ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. That's why I recommend Vinny Steele when you're thinking about selling your home. 410-709-7515. Vinny's got, you know, the Fix Your Upper program, the Trade Your Home In program. He's got all sorts of programs that help you get that. There's a sell your home, stay your home. It's a sell your home, stay in it for about 12 months. So you don't have to worry about trying to time the sale and purchase of a new home. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. 7:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, in for Maggie Hunter this morning is Julie Reiter.
Good morning. A man with a criminal history is being charged in connection with a fatal shooting earlier this month in Baltimore. 22-year-old Devin Shadle has been arrested for assault in the shooting death of 19-year-old Davon Smallwood along Washington Avenue on December 10th. Police have not identified Shadle as the shooter, but they do say they aren't ruling him out in the shooting death of 14-year-old Michael Hitchens, who was killed at the same location 3 days before Smallwood. Police say Shadle has a history of violent crime accusations, including a 2020 murder charge when he was 17. And in June, he was arrested for allegedly shooting at a group of people at the same location of the two homicides. A man hospitalized after a shooting in northeast Baltimore. Police say the 32-year-old victim was gunned down at just before 8 Saturday night along the 4600 block of Cavon Avenue. The victim is said to be in stable condition. There's no word on a motive or of arrests. A suspect is being sought after a stabbing in Dundalk. Police say a man was stabbed late Saturday afternoon along the 1900 block of Merritt Boulevard. That suspect fled the scene before police arrived. The victim was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and police say the victim and the suspect are known to each other. A teen is in trouble for making threats at a Worcester County school. The juvenile made the threats via text last Friday at Snow Hill High School. It prompted administrators to place the building under a hold status. The juvenile was later taken into custody. And Baltimore is seeing more package thefts this year compared to last. Baltimore police report there have been just over 1,400 package thefts so far this year. There were nearly 1,300 for all of 2024. Coming up next, it's a check of traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100,
800 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 279, and the pick 4 was 5844. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels with the lanes open southbound. We're looking live at 895 going into the tunnel. No problems. We can see next door the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and all four lanes are open there on that section of I-95. That continues clear through the city at Camden Yards and out to the southwest side of the Beltway. JFX, you're good coming in from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Just a reminder, if you're right there, local traffic at Camden Yards. There was a rescue with an automobile accident at Cross Street at Austin Street, and they had some injuries involved. City police are directing traffic there at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly day ahead of us, bright and sunny with highs in the mid-40s. We are tracking increasing clouds along with a little bit of rain, even some wet snowflakes mixing in late tonight as lows fall to near freezing. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Another double-digit fourth-quarter lead for the Ravens last night, and another Ravens loss.
21, Stevenson, bouncing outside. Ramondre Stevenson with a block by Williams to the end zone. The Patriots take the lead.
And the Patriots would hold the lead. Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Ramondre Stevenson's 21-yard scamper to the end zone with 2:07 to play. Capped an 11-point fourth-quarter comeback by the Patriots. And the Ravens without Lamar and Derrick Henry inexplicably on the sideline late, despite fumbling early, fall hard. 28-24 was the final. The loss leaves the Ravens likely out of the playoff picture because the Steelers were able to hold off the Lions earlier in the day.
Toss to Warren.
Jim Nance had the call on CBS. Detroit had a chance on the game's final play, but committed an offensive pass interference penalty, and the Lions lose it to the Steelers 29-24. All Pittsburgh has to do is win one more game. That could be next week at Cleveland, and the Ravens are eliminated. How about this on Saturday night in the league? A game for the ages. The Bears-Packers tied at 16 in overtime.
The fake, Williams looking downfield, launching downfield.
The former Maryland Terp, D.J. Moore, the great Joe Davis, had the call on Fox. The touchdown gives the Bears one of the most improbable wins you'll ever see. 22-16 was the final in overtime. The Bears were down 10 with 5 minutes to go. They pull it out, helped by an onside kick recovery with under 2 minutes to play. College football playoff action on Saturday. No Kiffin, no problem for Ole Miss. A 41-10 win over Tulane. Next up will be Georgia, number 3 Georgia, in the Sugar Bowl quarterfinal on New Year's Day. Elsewhere, number 10 Miami beat number 7 Texas A&M on the road, 10-3. Sloppy, 4 turnovers, 4 missed or blocked field goals. They'll play number 2 Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl quarterfinal. Number 5 Oregon beat number 12 James Madison, 51-34. It wasn't that close. The Ducks were leading at 1:48:13. D3 football. What a heartbreaking finish for Johns Hopkins. Caleb Blaha connecting with Blake Rohrer for a 79-yard touchdown pass with 45 seconds to play, as UW-River Falls defeats Hopkins 48-41 Saturday in the D3 semifinals, Blaha finishing with 520 yards passing and 5 touchdowns. Baseball news may not be the ace you were looking for, but a lot of upside with Shane Baz, acquired by the O's from Tampa Bay for 4 prospects, 10-12 a year ago, a 4.87 ERA. The injury bug has bitten Baz, missed the entire 2023 season recovering from Tommy John elbow surgery, but had a full season last year. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what is the future of John Harbaugh?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Social media and radio waves erupting, as I'm sure you can imagine, after the loss last night to the Patriots. Yep. The future of John Harbaugh, a lot of people want him out. It's hard after all the things that happened this year. The Ravens are Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl favorite early, probably out of the playoffs now. But it's hard to imagine because he's committed through 2028. They've got three more years on the contract at an average of $15 million per year. That's a $45 million swallow for a coach who's won a Super Bowl, won over 180 games in his NFL career with Baltimore, and I think has the team ready to play week in, week out. You know, he didn't fumble. You know, Matabike's injury early, that wasn't Harbaugh's fault. So, but it is the nature of the game where it all falls back on the head coach.
Yeah, or the front office sometimes, or it depends. But at the end of the day, you can't control injuries. You can't control. You can control if a player's not executing. You can find another player. But again, when your star quarterback is struggling with injuries all year long, look what's happened down in Washington.
That's the classic case.
As a wonderful year last year, this year has been a nightmare because Lamar's been hurt. There's been something off with Lamar all year long. And yeah, it's a game. It's a tough game. You got to play through injury, but it does affect your performance. So if he wasn't able to incentivize or motivate players, if he lost the locker room, I might agree with that, but at the end of the day, who are you going to get out there is any better?
Yeah, I just don't think that that's the case. I don't think he's lost the locker room. I think the players love him and they want to play for him. I think the Matabike injury early in the season was the key. They didn't have the depth necessary to cover that up, and you can tell, people just run through him.
Then again, sometimes you lose guys because you're hanging on to one guy maybe a little too long. Look at Mike McDonald in Seattle.
Well, and look what he's done. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Maybe they could have done a deal with him where, hey, you hang on another 2 years, but they didn't do that.
No. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39:21 before the hour of 8 o'clock. So for the longest time, if you've been listening to this program, that 3 November 2020, it has haunted me. That is the election. I think it was stolen from President Trump. And I still think it was stolen. I think each and every day we find out that there is damning evidence that it was stolen, rigged. You can't convince me ever that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama. I'm sorry. I just don't, not buying it. And we know the mail-in ballots. We know what they did. We also know what happened in some of these swing states. Case in point, Brianna Lyman with a great piece over the weekend at the Federalist, Fulton County, Georgia. Now says 315,000 votes lacked signing a signature, and that means that they weren't certified and should never have been counted in 2020. And they've admitted it. The law demands three signatures on the tabulator tapes, and the county fails to follow the rules. Those 315,000 votes are by definition uncertified. Fulton County earlier this month admitted that approximately 315,000 early votes from the 2020 election were illegally certified, but were nonetheless still included in the final results of that election. Came at a hearing December 9th for the Georgia State Election Board, stemming from a challenge filed by David Cross, a local election integrity activist. Cross filed a challenge with the State Election Board in March of 22, alleging that Fulton County violated Georgia statutes in the handling of advance voting ahead of November 2020 election, counting hundreds of thousands of votes, even though polling workers failed to sign off on the vote tabulation tapes, which is required for the certification process. Ann Broombaugh, attorney for Fulton County Board of Registration, said she'd not seen the tapes herself, but the county does not dispute that the tapes were not signed. It was a violation of the rule. We, since 2020 again, have new leadership, new building, blah, 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 end of story. But we don't dispute the allegation from the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State office, remember that jerk, Raffensperger? He accepted the results that were not certified. Fulton County violated official election record document processes when it discovered that 36 out of 37 advance voting precincts failed to sign the tabulation tapes as required by the statute. In addition, 32 polling sites failed to verify their zero tapes. A zero tape is you get a tape from the machine saying that there are zero votes on it, and you've got to sign that. Otherwise, votes could be carried over from the previous election. That's been known to happen. I think it happened in Montana or Michigan or somewhere else where there were votes left on the machine, and they were counted in the next election. That's why you got to zero everything out, and that has to happen. You sign the zero tape. So, again, these additional irregularities, polling locations were being opened as late as 2:09 in the morning. People were allowed to vote in Fulton County. 2:09. Remember they sent people home? In some, at the big arena there where there was an alleged water leak. But some places stayed open almost to 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, more on this coming up in just a second. But, you know, more and more of this evidence comes out that proves that those of us have been called conspiracy kooks, and again, we just don't know what we're talking about. We follow this pretty closely, folks, and the folks are feet on the ground. People like David Cross and others, they've been fighting this fight, and they have now been vindicated. 743 traffic weather on the threes. You want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now and reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chuck Whitaker standing by with the latest on the highways and byways. Chuck.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. We had a broken down vehicle up until about 2 minutes ago on the outer loop at I-70. It was crowding the right side of the roadway. I'm looking at the camera now, which is just north of there, and the pace is improving. It did back up, but let me just see if it's back to Liberty Road. Not quite. Didn't quite back up to Liberty Road. So it was very quickly there, and then apparently now removed from the outer loop right before the bridge at I-70 and now off to the right side. We're a little jammed up in that area between I-70 and the ramps of Route 40. Yeah, see the broken down vehicle now in the painted out area on the right side just south of I-70. So with that, and now as we mentioned earlier, some of the areas now fighting the bright sunshine right after Route 40. You cross at exit 15, bam, there it is right there. The inner loop at 83, now the inner loop between Paring Parkway and Hartford Road. Very bright sunshine right there on the high-speed roadway on the Beltway. JFX, nothing major, and we've been clear all morning long, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. The next Blast home game is this Saturday, December 27th, against the Milwaukee Wave. Tickets available right there, Towson University, thebaltimoreblast.com, and also at ticketmaster.com for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly today, mid-40s, clouds later today, rain, maybe a snow mix overnight. No accumulations really expected. Tomorrow it'll be a wet start to the day, mostly cloudy and upper 40s. Right now it is a clear 27 in the city, and it is 26 in Forest Hill. And it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Speaking of Forest Hill, Jim joins us from Forest Hill. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. You want to go first, second, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Up for grabs for WCBM merchandise here for you this morning. Story one, House Ethics Committee has now announced an investigation has been revealed that Representative Nancy Pelosi is being accused of purchasing $10 million in fast food franchise stock the day before President Trump loosened marijuana regulations. Apparently, some of the fast food companies surged 47% in the trading session following the announcement of the rescheduling of marijuana from Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. Story 2, Tennessee Attorney General John Scrimeti announced a lawsuit against Roblox Corporation last week, claiming the popular game has become a haven for child predators while misleading parents that it is entirely safe. Roblox is very popular online gaming. Says that apparently in the lawsuit, a digital equivalent of a creepy cargo van lingering at the edge of a playground. And story three, believe it or not, a mayor in an American city, Lawrence, Massachusetts, does not speak English. At a recent city hearing, he needed a translator that could translate English into Spanish so that the mayor could understand the proceedings. All right, story one. Pelosi once again accused of Sketchy training right before the marijuana rule change. Story two, Tennessee is suing Roblox, a gateway for predators. Story three, mayor of Lawrence, Mass. Needs a translator, during the hearing. Doesn't speak English. All right, let us start with Chuck.
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Kristen?
Yeah, sadly, I can believe the non-English-speaking mayor. And Roblox does need to be gone after a little bit. There's, like, private messaging apps on all those games. So, and kids know how to work them, and adults don't. So it's definitely something to watch. I think I would say number one. I'm hoping Pelosi is not getting the same tips that she used to now that Trump's back in the right. White House.
And Jim in Forest Hill.
I'm going to say one.
All right. Jim agrees with both Chuck and Kristen. Story one. That investigation reveals Pelosi purchased $10 million of fast food franchise stock just before the marijuana rule change. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. Jim, you are a winner. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, we'll put you on hold today to get your prize.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much. Update.
Yes, sir.
Looks like there's a wreck here. The report was northbound 895 Tunnel Thruway at Pulaski Highway, but the slowing is southbound. So if you're coming down into the old Harvard Tunnel, you're back there at Moravia Road. As you get towards Pulaski Highway, they may be looking at a wreck that's actually northbound, but there is some slowing southbound there at the scene. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. So we're talking once again about Fulton County, 315,000 votes that were not certified. Now, I don't know if that would have changed the election in Georgia. It possibly could have. I mean, it is Fulton County, which is not Trump country after all. That's Atlanta and other areas, surrounding areas there. But at the end of the day, what's fair is fair. And if you're not following the law, and the state, the Fulton County officials did not, the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, did not. How are you going to hold people accountable? I don't know what the cure is in this particular case. Now that you have Fulton County admitting they did not follow the law and they certified illegal votes, or perhaps of the fact of the matter is that's if you don't have that certification, the vote is invalid. It is considered not a legal vote. And so in a state where Joe Biden won by a little under 13,000 votes and you got 315,000 in question, well, I don't know what the probability or the statistics are on that, but certainly someone should be held accountable. An asterisk needs to go in there somewhere and say that the election results are still under review or for whatever you want to say. It's not going to change who's in the White House, obviously, because we don't know. But that's the problem. When you have these state board of elections, Maryland's also problematic. They're being sued by the DOJ and others, and these other swing states were, and maybe even some of the blue states were, and some of the red states as well, where the margins, I don't know if we can ever trust the vote anymore unless we go back to paper, go back to, establish voter ID, and let's get serious about protecting the sanctity and the integrity of our elections, shall we? 7:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
When you're running down a dream, let us keep you informed. Bookmark it, WCBM.com, and the WCBM free mobile app.
7:53, traffic and weather on the phrase now with the update. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so there's more to this wreck here on 895. There's actually a wreck northbound, a vehicle into the guardrails, another vehicle back here by Pulaski Highway, also northbound. And then there was a report of another wreck southbound in the area just around the Lombard Street ramp. And now it looks like on Pulaski Highway, very close to North Point Road, and in that area, just above the tunnel thruway, there's a wreck on Pulaski Highway. You can see that in the distance. So I don't know what's going on right in that area. Doesn't look like there's anything on the roadway, but you have a backup each way on 895 and then Pulaski Highway headed east from just around Armistead Way and through that area. There's some activity there with the wreck. There was also a report that there may be another wreck out at Pulaski Highway at Moravia Road. So a lot of activity right now over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, chilly today, mid-40s. Maybe some rain, snow mix overnight. And tomorrow, a little bit warmer, upper 40s under cloudy skies. Looking at peaking at the Christmas Day, it looks like it's going to be a chance of rain, but still in the mid to upper 40s as well. Right now, sunny, 28 in Severn, and it's 25 in Bel Air. Let's take some phone calls here. Herb is in Baltimore. Good morning, Herb.
Hey, good morning. All I wanted to do is add, you know, Trump was right again. He asked Mike Pence not to decertify or not to go along with the vote. He asked, look, just hold off until we can get an account, a proper account of the votes before you certify it. And then he was crucified for that because the left, who always lies, made it a thing. And then the Trump haters made it a thing. But he was right again, and he was right about it everywhere. You know, when you have more votes, and they're tallying it, you know, and you say it every day, they're tallying the votes where you have more votes in a county or even a state than you have people live there or people that are registered to vote, something is wrong. That should be a red flag.
Indeed. Herb, hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a second. We have a developing traffic situation. I want you to complete your thought. Chuck's got the update for us.
All right, so we're talking about this situation here on 895, and I got to think, what's going on? Everything, there's no precip or anything. Ah, but we found out there's a water main break on Pulaski Highway. And the water's running down onto 895, and guess what? It's ice. So there's a wreck north and southbound on 895, and also a wreck on Pulaski Highway all the way out to the fire school, which is at Moravia Road, and then the wreck near Armistead Way. So if you're over on that east side, there's a water main break. There is ice affecting 895 and the section of Route 40. Thank you, Sean.
All right, thanks for that update. Herb was talking about the certification of the electors and J6 of 2021, and all President Trump was asking for the vice president was to not certify till they could get all these swing states, like Georgia, we just mentioned, not certifying their vote. So you had time. You had about 13 days or so before the inauguration. And Pence, said he had no power to do that. He couldn't constitutionally make an argument that he could do that. And John Eastman, one of the constitutional lawyers who was advising Trump, told him that Pence was wrong, and then they went after Eastman. Remember, they disbarred him out in California. Came after him punitively.
And all Trump needed to do was to show, and even one state or one county, and they were in the process of doing that, that had more people that had voted. It didn't matter if they voted for Republicans or Democrats. but had voted than you have people that are registered. You can't have that. You can't have more points than scored.
And, yeah, you're right.
And that's where a lot of these problems come from. You know, it's just like right now, even when you give people facts, like about January 6th, about all the stuff that's coming out about it, how it was rigged and how all these the stuff that went on with the people at the Capitol and all, even though that stuff is, the truth is coming out, you try to tell people now that are Trump haters and that are liberal socialist Democrats that you know, this is actually what happened. They don't want to hear it because of the news is so corrupt.
Yeah, the corporate media is absolutely corrupt. You're right about that. The other thing is that this Trump derangement syndrome is actually a real mental illness. I'm convinced of it. I've had forensic psychiatrists tell me that it is real. It's mass formation psychosis. And that people just refuse, even when you hit them with the facts, when you show them the facts right to their faces, they still are refusing to accept it because it's Trump. They've done studies where they've done the same kinds of policies and facts attributed to somebody else that wasn't Trump, and they love him. They support him 100%. Put Trump's name on it. Oh, I disagree. I don't want that. So,
it's just like people that have a Napoleon complex, and they tell them, look, you're not Napoleon. Look in the mirror. You're not Napoleon, but they still believe it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Great one. Great call, Harv. Thanks so much. Have a Merry Christmas. Appreciate that as well. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got, the governor and the Democrats broke Maryland's energy policy. Now they're demanding that it be fixed. How about that? And Jay Valentine, he's going to join us of his Fractal Computing Technology Company, and he's going to tell us why there is no need to have data centers. No need whatsoever. And all of this is really just a manufactured problem so that, again, these tech companies can enrich themselves and continue to conduct a surveillance state on the rest of us. So we'll get to Jay a little bit later on. Town Appliance, don't forget, there's still plenty of time, end of the year. They got great sales going on right now, great showroom, 70 different brands on display, and there's a stunning showroom. They're expanding that, by the way, in Owings Mills right off Reisterstown Road. So you go in and either Mayor, both guys are named Mayor that run the place, either one will set you up. Five-star service, competitive pricing, and again, you'll enjoy dealing with Mayor or Mayor at Town Appliance, whether it's for a single appliance or to upgrade your entire kitchen. Head over to Town Appliance in Owings Mills, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs. It's coming up on 8 o'clock. Stick with us. Up next, Governor Moore will tell you about the Salisbury mom that the governor's interested in now as well.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There is speculation that the fingerprints of Ukrainian intelligence are all over this operation in Moscow.
Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, died from injuries caused by a car explosion, a spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee says. Investigators say Ukraine could be behind the attack, the third such killing of a senior military officer in a year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that President Vladimir Putin had been immediately informed about Savarov's killing. The Defense Ministry adds the senior soldier had previously fought in Chechnya and taken part in Moscow's military campaign in Moscow. Moscow also has blamed Ukraine for several bombings and other attacks in Russia. I'm Charles Tillotson.
Weekend talks on ending the war in Ukraine were both productive and constructive.
That was the assessment from White House envoy Steve Witkoff, who met in Florida with Ukrainian and European representatives to end the nearly four-year war. Ukraine's president also pointed to progress, saying all sides were moving quickly, although just last week President Zelensky said he didn't think Russia's Vladimir Putin wants peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's a pursuit on the high seas, with the U.S. Coast Guard going after an oil tanker in international waters in the Caribbean. The ship is carrying sanctioned Venezuelan oil, according to U.S. officials. If seized, it would be the third tanker to be impounded by the U.S. in the enforcement of sanctions on Venezuela. Promoting a big tent, Vice President Vance. He says the conservative movement should welcome anyone who loves America. He spoke at Turning Point USA's annual convention over the weekend in Phoenix. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 19 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 159. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know me. I believe in freedom, independence, and the values that built this country. Now, I'll be the first to say President Trump has taken the steps towards reviving our economy. But inflation, trade deficits, and global uncertainty are hitting hardworking Americans where it hurts. Here's the truth. I refuse to let these hidden forces decide my future. That's why I help protect my wealth with real assets, physical gold and silver. For generations, these metals have held value no matter who's in office or what the markets do. To me, gold and silver mean independence, not just for today, but for tomorrow. If you want the peace of mind I've found, it's time to take action. I've partnered with the number one rated precious metals company, Gold Co., and right now they're offering first-time buyers a rebate of up to 10% in bonus silver on qualified accounts. Visit LaraLikesGold.com to learn how you can help safeguard your savings with gold and silver the way I do. That's LaraLikesGold.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the situation here on 895 now, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway and Pulaski Highway. Apparently, there's a water main break on Pulaski Highway near Armistead Way, and the water is creating ice, not only on Pulaski Highway, but also on 895. Here comes a salt truck now on 895 northbound above Pulaski Highway. So if you're traveling north, you're trying to go out of the tunnel and work your way up to Moravia Road. They stopped all the traffic there. The salt truck now is dumping salt all over the roadway. We've had several accidents there. There is a backup southbound as well because of two different accidents as you're looking at the scene there. So southbound about Moravia Road, northbound was stopped temporarily, and that's backed up as you're coming up from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So a little strange there. And then on Pulaski Highway between Armistead Way and out to the fire school, several accidents also there because of that ice. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly day ahead of us, bright and sunny with highs in the mid-40s. We are tracking increasing clouds along with a little bit of rain, even some wet snowflakes mixing in late tonight as lows fall to near freezing. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A suspect is in, I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A suspect is in custody in connection with a double shooting in Dundalk. Police say a 44-year-old man and a 51-year-old man were shot on Saturday night along the 1900 block of Church Road. Police say that shooting stemmed from an argument. The 44-year-old victim is said to be in stable condition, while the 51-year-old in serious condition. The suspect's name is being withheld pending charges. The Baltimore Police Department is mourning the loss of one of their own. The department announced that Officer James Beckham was killed in a car crash on Saturday. Police Commissioner Richard Worley released the following statement. He said, "This is a profound and heartbreaking loss for Officer Beckham's family, his colleagues in the Northwest District, for our department and our city." Repairs continue after a weekend water main break in the Nottingham neighborhood of Baltimore. Officials say the Saturday morning break on Oak White Road also caused a fire hydrant to blow out and major cracking in the road. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it's a blue Monday in Baltimore after the Patriots came to town last night and all but ended the Ravens' playoff chances. 28-24 was the final. New England scrapping back from an 11-point fourth quarter deficit to pull it out with about 2 minutes to play. Two costly fumbles hurt the Ravens, including one by Zay Flowers on the Ravens' final drive, and Lamar was knocked out of the game in the second quarter with a back injury, never to return. The Orioles make a big move, dealing four prospects to the Rays for right-hander Shane Baz, projected as a number three starter, possibly a two. Baseball insider Ken Rosenthal says there may be more to come.
This has been the most aggressive we have seen Mike Elias as their president of baseball operations, previously their general manager, and they are probably not done yet. I would not be surprised if they went out and maybe signed or traded for another starting pitcher.
Elsewhere, and this is shocking, actually, Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami, Japan's all-time single-season home run leader with 56 in 2022, agreed with the White Sox, of all teams, on a two-year, $34 million contract. Murakami is 25 and was the most feared slugger in Japan, won back-to-back MVP awards in 2021 and 22. Coming up in 30 minutes, looks like it could be a long season for Maryland basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can email us here on the program, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at it. It's time to end the diversity lottery completely, not just pause it. Jay Valentine of his Fractal Technology Company is going to tell us why there's absolutely no need for data centers. That's a big focal point here in the state of Maryland. But here are top stories. Speaking of data centers and electricity, on Friday, Governor Tax Moore signed an executive order aimed at curbing the rise in residents' electricity bills and shoring up the state's power supply. This order directs state agencies to speed up grid upgrades, increase oversight of utilities, look for cheaper alternatives to large-scale power projects. This comes as the residents of Maryland, including yours truly, have seen a 44% increase in our electrical rates since 2020. Much of that has been tied to the growing electricity demand. Again, some of this is data center driven. Others is the agenda of the Democrats and their climate control craziness. That's what it is, craziness. The Climate Solution Act of 2022 is part of the culprit. But no, Governor Moore and the Democrats are blaming PJM. They do not create or fabricate energy. They regulate it. They regulate the grid. They're not the ones that create and fabricate and manufacture the energy. They help manage the grid of which the energy flows. Of course, PJM is being blamed by the governor. Said that they voted to approve a $16 billion price hike, even though they failed once again to meet capacity demands. Governor Moore said, "We're now facing the highest energy prices, the lowest reliability outcomes since PJM assumed control of our regional grid. If they continue to fail to meet the demands or energy supply, prices will continue to rise." PJM is disputing Governor Tax Moore's characterization. In an email to the Baltimore Sun, they said there was no vote tied to the auction and rejecting Moore's claim of a $16 billion price increase, saying capacity prices rose at 1.3%, which they say is a fraction of a fraction of the overall electricity cost, isn't expected to significantly drive up annual retail prices. Of course, they also complain about the PSC, but the governor, remind you, he appoints five out of the five positions on the PSC. Governor Moore controls all of that. So they need a boogeyman. And the boogeyman here is PJM. They don't want to admit that they caused this, their war on fossil fuel. We're nowhere in close to allowing whatever you want to pick, offshore windmills, solar panels, hydroelectric. Also, hydroelectric does create more power than solar and wind combined, that's for sure. But we're nowhere near relying on all of that for the energy demands and needs of the state of Maryland. And that's the reason why we have to import 40% of our electricity. That's the reason why distribution costs are up. That's the reason why your bills are going up. It's not due to PJM. It is the Democrats who hate fossil fuel. They're the ones that wanted to shut down the clean coal burning plants because they hate fossil fuels. They hate oil. They hate coal, gasoline, heating oil. Anything to do with fossil fuels, the Democrats are not, because it's about their ability to control, you know, whether it's your thermostat or our lives. They find the best way to do that is through this climate change nonsense. And that's the reason why your rates are going up, not PJM. If you want to react to that, you can. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 813, traffic weather on the threes. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and this is one of the ones I don't think I've ever seen ever.
Really?
895 is now closed.
Okay.
Because of a water main break that happened on Pulaski Highway. Dumped water on the bridge that went down onto 895, created a skating rink. So everything now at 895 is blocked. They're turning traffic around after Moravia Road southbound. There's no traffic northbound right now coming up from O'Donnell Street and from Eastern Avenue, and that's become a standstill at that point. So I'm going to give you a piece of advice. If you're coming north on 895, I would get off at O'Donnell Street. Right next door, right there, is the ramp for 95 north. You can just escape, get right around there, and go straight by. But they have salt trucks. Everything happened here within like 10, 15 minutes. Couldn't figure out why they were getting all these accidents. And then I saw the sheen from the ice, and I went, uh-oh, what's going on here? Not only that, it's affecting Pulaski Highway, same area between Armistead Way out to North Point Road and out towards the fire school, which is the top of the hill by Moravia Road. So that whole southeast side right now is having problems, but 895, at least temporarily, is shut down between Moravia Road and the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly today, mid-40s, rain, maybe a snow mix overnight, no expected accumulation, and then wet, mostly cloudy tomorrow, upper 40s for tomorrow as we head towards Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Right now, we're looking at sunny, 25 in Reisterstown, 29 in partly cloudy in Annapolis. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, time once again, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. We are going to celebrate America's 250th birthday celebration. Time for our update. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. It was on the stage 1785. The American Continental Navy fleet was organized, consisting of just two frigates, two brigs, and three schooners. Sailors were paid $8 a month. As of today, we have 241 ships in service, with a total of 471. The goal is to get our ships in service up to 381. We desperately need and are building Gerald R. Ford class aircraft carriers, Virginia-class attack submarines, and Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines, as well as new Constellation-class frigates. That'll get so close to a 400-ship fleet. 1944, ordered to surrender by the Nazis, who had his unit trapped south of Bastogne, Belgium. During the Battle of the Bulge, General Anthony McAuliffe of the U.S. 101st Airborne Division replied with one word: nuts. Great story. 1984, subway vigilante Bernard Goetz shot and injured four would-be hold-up men on New York City subway. He served 8 months in prison for carrying an illegal weapon, but was cleared of assault and attempted murder charges. 2001, American Airlines passengers in attendance overpowered a man, Richard Reed, trying to light a match to detonate powerful explosives hidden in his sneakers on a flight from Paris to Miami. As a result of the incident, U.S. airports began requiring passengers to remove their shoes for screening, something that just ended for the first time this year. In 2006, rape charges were dropped against three former members of the Duke University lacrosse team after the alleged victim said she couldn't be sure she had been raped. And prosecuting attorney Mike Nifong basically put this, he weaponized the justice system against these players at Duke, and later he himself was prosecuted. And finally, in 2010, President Barack Hussein Obama signed into law the repeal of the ban on gays and lesbians from openly serving in the U.S. military. The so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell legislation was signed into law by former President Clinton in 1994. Don't forget our 250th birthday, next Independence Day in 2026, and we're covering that as part of our America 250 celebration here on the program, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
By the way, Fred just texted in Crooked Brad Raffensperger, still Secretary of State in Georgia, and Tina Peters' Gold Star mom is still locked up in prison. If that doesn't tell you how just indelibly wrong our entire election system is. That just speaks volumes right there. A reminder, Town Appliance, if you're in the market for a brand new appliance, refrigerator, oven, doesn't matter, washer, dryer, stove, and microwave, doesn't matter. They've got it all. 70 different brands on display at their showroom in Owings Mills, which is going to be expanded. Go in and see or ask for Mayor or Mayor. Two guys named Mayor. They're both incredible at helping you. And doesn't matter what your budget is, doesn't matter what you're looking for. They've got five-star service, competitive prices, as I said, over 70 different brands. There's something for everybody's budget at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your Talk Radio, 680 WCBM.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Sounds like Chuck Whitaker's 12-bar mistletoe blues, folks. 823.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Tracking your weather on the threes. Got to keep your sense of humor right now based on what the heck's going on out there in the rush hour.
You cannot even believe what happened here. I mean, you know, this is the strangest thing, that you get a water main break that affects a roadway that is really not where the water main break is. So here's the situation now. Southbound 895 underneath Pulaski Highway. The water main break was on Pulaski Highway. The water went down from that bridge onto 895, created ice. They're just now letting the northbound traffic go. That's the traffic coming up from O'Donnell Street and working its way out eventually to the city-county line. One lane, they've salted the roadway. We've had a number of accidents there because of ice. Southbound traffic is still being turned around as you come south of Moravia Road, so there's a big backup there, and that traffic is caught. Once they get past the city-county line, you can't go anywhere on 895. They're turning you around back towards Moravia Road, and then you have to work your way over to 95. So they've salted the roadway on 895, and we'll see what they do now with the southbound traffic. The other problem was on Pulaski Highway between Armistead Way, North Point Road, and the fire school, which is out around Moravia Road. The water was all in the roadway there as well, also created ice. So be aware there on that section of Route 40. New wreck in the city, pedestrian struck at Bel Air Road at Frankfort Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly, mid-40s, clouds later today, tonight, rain and or snow mix overnight, and then tomorrow wet. Mostly cloudy, and then upper 40s for the high. Right now, sunny, 26 in Ellicott City. We're up to 30 under sunny skies in Annapolis. Take a call here from Patty in Harford County. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Sean. I want to talk about what's the governor's position going to be. You know, the PSC has a dispatchable generation solicitation, public conference 74 underway, to attract mostly natural gas generation and battery storage. And Constellation Energy has proposed two natural gas plants for the Perryman facility down in Aberdeen, 150 megawatt natural gas generation, and something a little over 500. Already the environmental groups, the Earth Justice, the National Defense Council, the Sierra Club are all lined up opposing all that. But one of the sticklers is going to be that there needs to be an expansion, and we've read $800 million expansion to the natural gas line in order to feed these generators. They're much needed, but what's the governor's position on these going to be?
Yeah, it's a great question, because he needs definitely a boogeyman, as I said, and that's a PJM now, and he's not the only one. Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania is also doing it, and I think Jersey. Mikey up in Jersey is doing the same thing. So PJM is the culprit here, but people don't realize that they just manage the grid. They don't create a thing, not a single.
There is one problem that PJM could do, and their independent market monitor, Monitoring Analytics, has said for years that PJM, when they can only order transmission, is to do an honest comparison between ordering transmission just to move a limited amount of electricity around and around and around, and building generation. And of course, PJM has resisted that for more than 10 years. It's much needed. They know that there's a lack of supply, and they know it's state policies, but they have not pushed back adequately, in my opinion, to tell the states, hey, you guys control supply. Get going. Get it there. We can't close dispatchable generation, meaning fossil fuels or nuclear, and think that we're going to have the capacity to power this grid. We can't.
That's a fair point, and something that, that if you want to become part of the solution instead of this being an ongoing part of the problem. But this is basically decades-old policy that is driving most of this and what's happening down the line in the future. And you look at what energy prices now are already falling under President Trump, we see gas prices. We're going to see the issue here is all about demand and all about, again, we've got coal-fired power plants that are closing up. They're kind of trying to build these new, as you point out, the natural gas generation play. But again, some of the stuff, Patty, as you know, because you follow this pretty regularly, it takes years to implement these policies and to build these plants. This is going to happen overnight, right?
Yeah, it's not. And West Virginia's governor has a 50 by 50 plan, 50 gigawatts of power by 2050. Mostly natural gas is what he's promoting, and they're getting ready to build natural gas plants in West Virginia. But what's that mean for West Virginians? It means transmission to export it out of the state, which is of no benefit to West Virginians. And Pennsylvania's in the same boot. They're converting that old coal plant. The Homer City plant near Pittsburgh was a coal plant. They've demolished it. They're building the U.S.'s largest 4.5 gig natural gas plant to be married with a data center, but probably will have excess capacity for the grid. We're not innovative here in Maryland because we have too many liberals that control Annapolis.
Very good. Patty, thanks so much. Stay tuned because our next guest, Jay Valentine of the Fractal Computing Company that we've had him on before about election issues, he's got a very interesting point on do we really need these data centers that are driving so much of this electrical demand? He's got an interesting answer for you. I think you want to stay tuned for that. Rescue Natural Supplements, the Deck the Halls holiday sale going on now till the end of the month where you can save anywhere from, 28% to 70% off of your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. And again, these are omega-3s, they're sleep aids, weight loss aids, they're men's and women's vitamins or supplements help boost your own hormones. We talk about Orasine. It's a great one to manufacture energy and help cellular maintenance and cellular repair. Over 50 different all-natural supplements, otherwise known as nutraceuticals, which you can use to maintain your health or repair your health. And right now you can save a ton of money. No coupon code needed. Just check them out on the website, res-q.com, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Latest news headlines now. Sitting in for Maggie Hunter once again, here's Julie Reiter.
Well, good morning. A man is facing charges in connection with a shooting outside of a fast food restaurant in Jessup. 22-year-old Christian Knuthia is charged with second-degree murder and assault in the shooting death of 25-year-old Tyshawn Berry. Police say Berry was involved in an argument with a group of people, including Knuthia, in the parking lot of a McDonald's on Washington Boulevard early Friday morning when he was shot. He was taken to an area hospital where he later died. A man with a criminal history is being charged in connection with a fatal shooting earlier this month in Baltimore. 22-year-old Devin Shadle has been arrested for assault in the shooting death of 19-year-old Davon Smallwood along Washington Avenue December 10th. Police have not identified Shadle as the shooter. They do say they aren't ruling him out in the shooting death of 14-year-old Michael Hitchens, who was killed at the same location 3 days before Smallwood. Police say Shadle has a history of violent crime accusations, including a 2020 murder charge when he was 17. Back in June, he was arrested for allegedly shooting at a group of people at the same location of the two homicides. A man's hospitalized after a shooting in northeast Baltimore. Police say the 32-year-old victim was gunned down at just before 8 on Saturday night along the 4600 block of Kayvon Avenue. The victim said to be in stable condition. No word yet on any arrests. and a suspect's being sought after a stabbing in Dundalk. Police say a man was stabbed late Saturday afternoon along the 1900 block of Merritt Boulevard. A suspect fled the scene before police arrived. The victim was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the victim and the suspect are known to each other. And the Baltimore Police Department mourning the loss of Officer James Beckham. They said Beckham died at a hospital Saturday morning after a four-vehicle crash on the Beltway in Parkville. Coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. America is in trouble. We are at war with ourselves. Our culture is morally bankrupt. What's unknown to many is that this is a spiritual battle which we are in. And it's a battle where America's pastors have dropped the ball because we've refused to call sin, sin. The dark forces of evil are now unrestrained to the point where our society lies in moral ruin. Those of us who preach the truth are labeled as intolerant, bigoted, and hateful. Jesus said to know the truth would set you free. Unfortunately, those in powerful positions would rather keep us in bondage to wokeness and political correctness so as to push their liberal progressive agenda. Wokeness is a vehicle for deception, and we know that the devil himself is the master deceiver. Like I said, it's a spiritual battle, one in which the church's leaders need to decide whose side they're on. The victory is the Lord's. Who will join him? This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 279 and the pick 4, 5844. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so things are beginning to settle down now on 895. We had a situation here where we had a water main break overhead on Pulaski Highway. The bridge over 895 about 45 minutes ago dumped some water on 895. It's freezing, so we had ice on both sides of the roadway. We had a number of accidents. They had to shut down the roadway. They had to bring the salt trucks in and salt the roadway. So they've now, the northbound side is pretty much back to normal. Southbound is just moving again in the last 10 minutes from Moravia Road. So barring any new problems here, now that they've salted the roadway, we should be okay. And we're starting to clear out both north and southbound. Now, Pulaski Highway could be another story because that's where the water main break was. They also had ice between Armistead Way, North Point Road, and the fire school out at the top of the hill. So that whole east side there has been a problem in the last hour or so. The new wreck in the city was a pedestrian hit at Bel Air Road and Frankfort Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly day ahead of us, bright and sunny with highs in the mid-40s. We are tracking increasing clouds along with a little bit of rain, even some wet snowflakes mixing in late tonight as lows fall to near freezing. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. A year after finishing 4-13 for the second straight season, the Patriots are now 12-3 and officially back in the playoff after a gutsy 28-24 win on the road yesterday in Baltimore. A late Ramondre Stevenson touchdown combined with an ensuing fumble by Zay Flowers doomed the Ravens, who are now on the outside looking in at the playoffs. The Steelers won their third straight game in a wild contest in Detroit, 29-24 the final, surviving two possible game-winning touchdowns that were nullified by offensive pass interference penalties late in the game. Pittsburgh, all they have to do is beat Cleveland next week. The Steelers win the division and the Ravens would be out. College football, more details of former Michigan coach Sharon Moore's alleged improprieties continue to emerge. In an exclusive report from The Athletic, five women have now come forward who had strange, quote, or uncomfortable exchanges with Moore over the last 5 years. On a wider scale, more than 20 people interviewed for the story testified to Moore's erratic emotional behavior, outbursts, mood swings, and paranoia, all included. Baseball news, the Birds acquiring promising right-hander Shane Baz from the Rays over the weekend for four prospects, bolstering this year's pitching staff and prompting this comment from baseball insider Ken Rosenthal.
Right now, they're looking much better. Trevor Rogers, of course, emerged last season as a potential ace. Kyle Bradish, now a year removed from the surgery, he will be better positioned to make a significant contribution. And Baz, as you mentioned, at least the three, maybe even better. So
Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers will pay a record $169 million luxury tax bill next season, which exceeds the payrolls of 12 individual MLB franchises, including the Orioles, who clocked in at $158 million. Maryland basketball loses their third in a row, 80-72, to UVA on Saturday, Terps shooting a paltry 41% from the field. Head coach Buzz Williams was asked after the game for his response to the inept performance.
Yeah, I was surprised that we scored 53 would probably be my first response.
They ended up scoring 72, of course. Elsewhere, Georgetown has suspended coach Ed Cooley for one game after he struck a child in the stands with a water bottle in a moment of frustration. After missing a game-tying three-pointer at the buzzer and a three-point loss to Xavier on Saturday, Cooley squeezed a water bottle and hurled it towards the stands. The bottle struck a child who was being held by a woman sitting a few rows behind the team's bench. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC. Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Well, as you know, we've been covering the story about the MPRP project where a 70-mile, multi-million-dollar transmission line is being proposed for data centers in Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County. Data centers largely for Northern Virginia and maybe even Frederick. And the question is, are they even needed? Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Jay Valentine is with Fractal Computing, software company out of Austin, existing customers in the electric utility, government, social media domains. He's the VP of Operations for Fractal. We've had him on before talking about election issues. And Jay, what about these data centers? You're saying that according to your research and experience, they're not needed.
Well, it's not research. It's we prove it. There is no reason that we need data centers today. We need more data centers. We have over 1,000 times the compute capability right now that we think we have. The reason that you see this push for data centers is because you have these companies like Oracle and companies like that. These are obsolete technologies built in the early 1980s. They need data centers, but AI and companies like and our technologies like that don't. We worked with the Intel community in D.C. years ago, and the Intel community said, we want to build a massive technology to handle oceans of data, but we can't do it with a data center because we can't risk a nuclear annihilation of a data center. So members of our team built for the U.S. Intel community a gargantuan set of systems that don't have a data center. They're fully distributed. They operate as a mesh with no data center handling some of the largest applications in the world. And we've now commercialized that technology. We have hundreds and hundreds of applications. And just last month, Apple Computer came to us and said, hey, we want you to prove that. So we took the equivalent of a data center and we moved it to an Apple Computer the size of a shoebox. And right now, we've been called in as expert witnesses for environmental groups and for attorney groups who are challenging this nonsense that you need these big data centers for AI. And we're showing up with a data center on a computer you plug into the wall.
So wait a minute.
Not an opinion. We're proving it.
So with your technology, your software, you can basically run whatever the needs of a current data center are on an Apple laptop?
Absolutely. And it's not just us. I don't want to make it sound like we've invented something that no one else has seen. There are lots of companies like us, and the family is called Low IO Technology. I won't get into the think of what that is, but we're doing it. The guys in China are doing it. There's a number of companies across America. And what happens is we can take any software and we can make it run 1,000 to 1,000,000 times faster. Well, if you can run something 1,000 times faster, you only need 1/1,000th the hardware. which means you only need one thousandth the energy, which means you don't need a data center. And we're doing that all day. We've been doing it for 3 or 4 years.
And so basically this is, why then do Oracle and these other Google and these other software companies, why do they need these data centers then? Why do they have these big server farms and data centers? And I think a lot of this data we don't need anyway. That's a separate argument. But you're saying you could pretty much pack all that into a much more efficient form and requiring much less energy.
Well, for 20, 30 years, companies have taken software because data centers were essentially free and there was no challenge to a data center. And they have just taken the software that existed from the 1980s and they run it. And that software needs data centers. But if you take that software and you recreate it in low I/O technology, which you can do in literally 30 days, 60 days, if you do that, you eliminate the needs for data centers. Now, when you interviewed me last year, I was showing you how we were running the voter rolls for 26 states. Well, every one of those states needs a data center. Well, we run all 26 states on four little computers the size of a shoebox that plugged into a wall here in Austin. So this is not new technology. It's just that these companies like Oracle and Google have used stuff because it was there, it was at hand. So they use stuff from the 1980s, which is really wildly inefficient stuff, and so they're saying they need data centers. Well, you don't. And so we're in Virginia, we're in Texas, we're in Pennsylvania, we're in New York, and we're in front of judges and public utility commissions, and we're showing them, look, instead of doing data centers, just rebuild your technology in low I/O technology, which you can do in no time at all. You can do it in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. We show that. We took the entire Federal Election Commission system, which uses a massive data center in Northern Virginia. We moved it to Fractal in a weekend. It now runs on a computer that you can plug into a wall and you can put it in your pocket. And that's 700 million records, a billion transactions a day. So we're not asking people to believe us. We're telling you we can prove it. And if you challenge us, we'll take the application and we'll move it ourselves. This is crazy that you're allowing these software companies to tear up your communities for stuff that's going to be a stranded asset 10 years from now.
Hold that thought. More with Jay Valentine, Fractal Computing, here on these data centers in just a moment. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Heads up on 95 if you're traveling south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the exit ramp to O'Donnell Street. There may be something at the end of that ramp that's backing up the ramp, and then in turn, 95 is backed up in the right lane onto the main line. If you're going straight ahead towards the tunnel, just stay to the center and the left. If you're exiting at O'Donnell Street, it's slow there. I think some of this was probably some overflow from the closure on 895 southbound, so it may be related to that. It looks like it's beginning to loosen up a little bit, and then 895 is still a bit slow yet around Pulaski Highway. We had a water main break in that area. We ended up with ice on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. That's still recovering. The northbound side is clear. Southbound is still slow right there at the overpass and the bridge at Pulaski Highway. Everybody else on the Beltway, the JFX, everybody's moving along just fine. Still a bit slow in the right exit lane at 95 at O'Donnell Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority says sunny and chilly today, mid-40s right now. We're sunny and 29 in the city and 30 in Pasadena. On our newsmaker hotline, Jay Valentine, Fractal Computing, regarding these data centers. So, Jay, here in Maryland, we have this raging debate right now. We have landowners, farmers, property owners. They're about ready to invoke eminent domain to take these people's lands that have been in the family for years. The argument is they have to put this, what's called the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, this massive transmission line in for these data centers, which most of which are located in Northern Virginia. So what is your message to those people? What can they do to fight back against? Because this thing is heading down the railroad track with a full steam. How could your company, your technology help them?
go to our website. It's called the Sustainable Computing Initiative, the sustainablecomputinginitiative.com. And on that website, we explain how we do it. It's not magic. It's been going on for 40 years. We've been building systems like this for decades. Major systems in the U.S. government have been run like this for years. We will show up, or we will do a Zoom with the people who are challenging this. We will prove, not with an opinion, but with real data, that massive applications that ostensibly require a data center can be created in low I/O computing, can be done in 60 to 90 days, and can eliminate the need for a data center. Because what's going to happen is that as technologies like ours get out there more and more, and we're getting tremendous feedback from even the government wanting to use us for drone warfare, et cetera, a lot of reasons you want technology that doesn't need a data center, because you can't have a data center on a battlefield, so the government's all over our technology. As more of that happens, these are going to be stranded assets, because when we run an application, it is run at one-tenth the cost. It's converted in 30 to 60 to 90 days. It doesn't need a data center, and it runs 1,000 times faster.
Right.
And as that world takes shape, all of that investment and all of that land that was torn up will stay torn up. And those people will have lost it for nothing. So give us a call. We'll come in. You can reach us through the Sustainable Initiative, computinginitiative.com. And we'll, in New York, I'm actually part of a lawsuit. We're showing up as the expert witness, and we're demonstrating this in court, in a courtroom.
So then one of our listeners wants to know, why then is NVIDIA, why are they making data centers? Why are they building data centers?
Well, NVIDIA is doing exactly the opposite of what the caller says. If you Google NVIDIA and you start reading the most recent announcement, NVIDIA themselves have said that they expect over the next few years they're going to be delivering a data center on a card. Now, they're using a different technology than we are, but they're going in the same direction. So NVIDIA themselves have said that.
And finally, before I let you go, mail-in ballots, they continue to be a problem. People are still focused on voter ID, the rest of this stuff. But the mail-in ballots are always there. They're still going to go out. So, you know, how do we stop that nonsense? How do we clean up this voter process?
Well, the big problem with mail-in ballots is you are mailing mail-in ballots to Walmarts and to shopping malls and to coffee shops. They're collected by NGOs, and they're voted by NGOs for leftist candidates. Now, we know that, and we've proven that. So what you need to do is you need to take the property tax rolls for your state, compare them with the voter rolls, and not allow mail-in ballots to go to addresses where people can't live because they don't have bedrooms. If you do that, you're going to do a lot to stop this mail-in ballot problem, and that's what we've been doing, as you know, for 4 years.
Yes.
Without a data center.
Touche. All right. Once again, how do our listeners and maybe even some delegates and state senators that are really concerned about this NPRP project, how do they get in touch with you?
The Sustainable Computing Initiative. Go to the website. You can just Google Jay Valentine, J-A-Y Valentine, to find us, how to get a hold of us. And fractal computing, and we'll show it to you on a Zoom call. We'll come in with our computer experts. We'll demonstrate it. We'll even take applications that people claim need a data center, and we can move those applications, and we'll show that they don't need a data center, and we can put a stake in the heart of this monster.
Very good. Jay Valentine, Fractal Computing. Thanks again, Jay. Always informative. Appreciate it, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye, guys.
All right. 8:50, 10 before the hour, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A polar bear in northern Canada adopted another bear's cub, which apparently almost never happens. Researchers spotted her with one cub this spring. Now she's got a second one. Here's Alyssa McCall of Polar Bears International talking about the mother polar bear now and her adopted cub.
We are looking at a mom with two cubs of the year, so they are just under about a year old. But one of the cubs has been adopted. She's trying to eat as much as she can as soon as she can and teach her little cubs, both of them, how to hunt and how to be polar bears. The survival rate for cubs to make it to adulthood is not great. It's around 50%, give or take, depending on the year. But we know that if a little cub has no mom, it has almost no chance. So the fact that this cub got adopted really does give it a shot at making it to adulthood.
And it's brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com. Give us 15 minutes and we'll talk your world. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, we're talking Chuck's World all morning long, folks. This is the last report of the day, and Chuck needs some adult beverages.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to get an IV and just turn the drip on as necessary.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you don't expect to, you know, if we have a secretary, we don't expect to be driving on 895 and then suddenly hit an ice rink.
Right.
You know, because of a water main break on Pulaski Highway. That's all been resolved now, and it's all back to normal now through there. Both sides of 895 are open. Now, Pulaski Highway, the crews are going to be working on the water main break. So anywhere between Moravia Road and Armistead Way, keep an eye out for that. Even now, the ramp here at 95 at O'Donnell Street has cleared out. Beltway looks good. Everybody's fine on the JFX coming in from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, talk to you tomorrow, Chuck. Thanks. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly, mid-40s, maybe some rain, snow overnight. Right now, sunny, 32 in Stephenville, 29 in downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was great. You know what? I actually stopped by here this weekend.
Oh, you did?
I did. I actually made my office a little more cozy.
Okay.
Yes. Blankets, heaters, all those good things.
Yeah, you have an exterior office and with that window and everything.
It's great. I made Olivia help me, but she loves doing stuff like that. So we stopped by here this weekend. We had a great weekend, nice and warm and toasty. Obviously, AmFest Turning Point USA had a great weekend.
Yeah,
they dominated the algorithm this weekend. I was looking for anything else other than AmFest just to kind of like put my show plan together. And that's all I saw. Nicki Minaj, Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson, J.D. Vance, every single speech. So we are going to start the show talking about that, of course.
Yeah, to me, the division, we have one common opponent. It's the radical left. And if you start to forget that, you're going to be doomed.
Yeah, we're all over the place right now.
And so I've most appreciated Vice President Vance. Benny Johnson had a good speech. Anna Paulina Luna. Also, if you know, very we're all going to hang together if we don't get this thing
Alex
figured
Clark,
out.
Alex Clark, I thought hers was beautiful. Yes. Yeah, she did a great job. But yeah, I was surprised. And if we're going to talk about this, I mean, Ben Shapiro right out the gate. I mean, you know, I love somebody bashing Candace Owens.
Right.
I love that. But, you know, the whole thing was just a lot of division. And I felt like people were taking sides. And usually at these turning point events, you walk away with the message and you walk away with feeling good about midterms.
Right.
I don't think anybody felt that way.
No.
So we're going to talk about that. Also, redistricting. Shout out to Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45, getting Governor Wes Moore to answer a few questions.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of. But you know what? He was stuttering. She had him on his toes. And we'll talk about that. Of course, we have the audio. And then Latina Brown, she is a former council candidate in the Bronx, New York. We're going to talk about Elise Stefanik and the fact she's dropping out of the gubernatorial race, but also not searching for reelection. So I think that's interesting, too.
Yeah.
And she said that there's candidates that are lining up to take her seat. She said, I just don't think any of them are America First.
Wow. Did you see any pigs flying on the way in?
I did not.
Because the Baltimore Sun actually called out Speaker Peña Melnick for the shout-out for Catherine Pugh.
Oh, wait. I did see this. I did see
it. It was a great editorial.
I saw the headline.
Yeah, it was a great editorial.
Okay,
you
so now
I
got to go read it. Okay, because I saw the picture, and it was Peña Melnick and Catherine Pugh taking a selfie together.
It was really good.
Okay, now I got to go back and read it. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. Stay tuned for Kim. Always a great, informative, entertaining show. Pam Smith, she's the chief of police, or the outgoing chief of police in Washington. Remember, she's the one she couldn't answer her when President Trump came in, she didn't know what the chain of command meant. Do you remember that? We played that clip when they were asking, when President Trump was putting the National Guard in place in D.C., somebody asked her about, well, you know, what's the chain of command going to be? She goes, she looked like a deer caught in the headlights. And Muriel Bowser had to step to the microphone and explain what the chain of command was going to be. But now she has been implicated in the crime rigging controversy in D.C., and as she goes out the door, she, in our soundbite du jour, is loaded for bear.
Let's be really clear about one thing. Never will I ever compromise my integrity for a few crime numbers. I said it and it's on the record. Never would I compromise my love for God, the faith that I had in this city. Never would I compromise my integrity. Never would I compromise 28 years in law enforcement for a few folk who couldn't stand to be held accountable. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it again. So I'm going to the Bible when I say this to my haters. F you.
All right, so there you have it. Never heard that one before. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp? Your favorite song, your favorite show, your favorite musical piece, whatever. You need to have your hearing tested. Any kind of hearing loss, call Dr. Melissa Say-Gev and her team at Audiology Associates. They have a gentle, empathetic approach with your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. They're the most trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years. Offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call 410-944-3100. Or AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.